At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Thank you. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell, swell, Dolly. Yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
is back.
Someday, when
Plus, good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Ciamparisi. Tonight, Blue Claws trying to snap a four-game skid. They dropped the first three games of this series after losing on Monday night in the final game down in Brooklyn, or up in Brooklyn, and they are 5-7 in the second half, 40-37 overall. Hudson Valley Yankees affiliates is 6-6, 45-33. Last night, a 5-4 Hudson Valley win. Blue Claws got a home run of the ninth from Rickson Wingrove. The two-run shot to make it 5-4 for Tony, but couldn't get over the top.
No, almost, but not quite. Close, but no cigar. Well, not the cliche, and they all apply to last night. Big news made here yesterday. We did talk about it on the pregame show yesterday. The Phillies with Blue Claws making a couple of promotions here. Orion Kirkering, one of the Blue Claws ace relievers, moving up to Reading. And also Zach Hockey, who is here for just one game. He pitched very well in the start against Brooklyn. He and Kirkering both went up to Reading and pitched last night. Kirkering pitched one inning, allowed a hit, struck out two, and Hockey went two innings and walked one and struck out four, and were both key contributors, Greg, last night to that 3-2 victory by the Fighting Phils over Somerset. So before the game in the dugout, we chatted with Blue Claws skipper Greg Budzinski about those moves yesterday and about a new arm that the Blue Claws have just picked up, yes. Okay, go ahead. And we're here in the Blue Claws dugout today with Jersey Shore manager Greg Budzinski. And Greg, two moves yesterday. Let's talk about those. Orion Kirkering goes to Reading, as does Zach Hockey, who was here briefly. Kirkering, a mainstay in the bullpen. Talk about those moves.
Yeah, you know, it's always great to see you guys move up and get to that next level. And it is a pleasure having both of them here. And Even with Hockey, the short time he was here, he was a great asset to the group and gave us a really good start in Brooklyn when he was here. And then obviously, you know, what Orion Kirkering did out of the bullpen, featuring his electric stuff and shutting out a lot of games for us in the back end coming out of the bullpen. It's really, you know, exciting to see them take that next step.
So you were a bullpen catcher for the Phillies for a couple of years very recently. Who are some of the high-profile name guys that you caught when you were in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the group of guys up there, the Zach Wheelers, Aaron Nolas, you know, Jose Alvarado.
Bullpen guys as well.
Oh, yeah. Connor Brogdon's. Yeah. We had guys come through like, you know, David Robertson a little bit early and coming back. Yeah. And a lot of electric arms that they've featured over the last few years, yeah.
So my question is, Orion Kirkering, as young as he is, how does his stuff even now compare to some of those, especially bullpen arms that you caught in Philadelphia?
Yeah, no, I think it's right up there. You know, that's one thing that was awesome to see, like, you know, kind of the first time laying eyes on him consistently in competition, and to be able to see the slider and have, you know, we've had some rehab catchers come through here as well that have played in the big leagues, and the feedback from them is, you know, that's one of the best sliders that I've ever caught. And so, you know, we see that with our eyes, we know it with the metrics, and then to, you know, hear it from guys who have, you know, caught some of the best pitchers on the planet, like, that's really good feedback. And then, you know, he has the fastball that he can run up to 100 miles an hour, and it's a combination of pitches that not only, you know, I think is going to set him up for success in the future. You know, there's a few more things that he was working on to make him even better while he was here with Phil and Brady, and I know he'll continue to do that in Reading. And, you know, but I would stack his stuff up with some of the best guys that I've caught, and you know, but that's where the maturing and continue to, you know, experience the minor leagues and player development and continue to figure out more about himself and the type of pitcher that he can ultimately be. And then when you start with the foundation of, you know, 100 mile an hour fastball and a 90 mile an hour slider that moves a couple feet, it's a pretty good start.
So with some pitchers moving along, you have a pitcher that was just added from Clearwater to the Blue Gloves. Tell us about him, Connor Ash.
Yeah, right? Connor Ash is coming up from Clearwater. Really happy to have him. Adds, you know, another piece to our bullpen.
Right-hander.
Right-handed reliever that can come in and hopefully get some outs for us. I asked him today what he had. He said he's got a fastball, changeup, and a big breaking curveball. So I'm excited to see it. It sounds like it's a good pitch. And, you know, I've seen a lot out of him, you know, in the past, but I saw him throw a little bit in spring training, and just really happy to add him to the group.
Tonight, Rafael Marcano goes for Jersey Shore. Hopefully he goes at least five for you. What is the bullpen situation tonight after you had to use quite a few arms the last couple of nights?
Yeah, I think we'll be good. That's a, you know, nice part of having, you know, a decent amount of relievers, is that even, you know, some games when, you know, they don't go as planned and you have to use a few extra than you thought you would have to, you know, guys step up, and guys have stepped up all year, and they've taken the ball, and they've thrown innings, and they competed for us, and, you know, I'm expecting more of the same tonight.
Okay, well, good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Italian Heritage Night, so that's why you hear the Italian National Anthem being performed here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws and Hudson Valley Renegades coming up in just a few moments here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Yes!
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Bally Live, MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com. A presentation of Jersey Shore BlueClaws Baseball here at Shortstown Ballpark. Tonight, the BlueClaws take on the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high A affiliate of the New York Yankees, who are 6-6, 45-33. Jersey Shore, the high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, is 5-7, 40-37 overall this season. Rafael Marcano for the BlueClaws, 3-5, 4.72. And Zach Messinger, right-hander for Hudson Valley, 1-5, but a 2.98 earned run average this season. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. And Tony, BlueClaws trying to bounce back. They dropped the first three games of this series, having scored a total of just 8 runs. And they dropped 4 in a row overall, one off their longest losing streak of the season. 16 runs in 9 games against Hudson Valley as well. So it's been a bit of a tough go offensively for the BlueClaws of late, but they will try to bounce back with a win here tonight.
Well, Greg, and you're going to do the pitching matchup in a moment. They have 3 of the top arms in the Yankee system tonight. The 22nd-ranked hurler, Zach Messinger, a right-hander, 22nd-ranked by the MILB pipeline. Then on Saturday, it's 29th-ranked Juan Corella. And then on Sunday, it's the June Sally League Pitcher of the Month, number 6-ranked right-hander Drew Thorpe, a mere 7-1 with a 2.33 ERA. BlueClaws have their work cut out. They're also in a bit of a home run drought. Yes, Rickson Wingrove hit one to the moon last night, but since June 1st, the BlueClaws just have 10 home runs, and in this series, Hudson Valley, in just the last couple of days, has hit 5, including 3 last night. So the BlueClaws hope to get some pop out of this lineup tonight against a very, very tough hurler for Hudson Valley.
And Zach Messinger. Rafael Marcano for the BlueClaws. Here's the Hudson Valley lineup. It'll be Alexander Vargas at short and Christopher Familia in left batting second. Augustine Ramirez is the DH, and he'll bat third. Then Rafael Flores at first. Antonio Gomez, the catcher, will bat fifth. Then Aldenay Sanchez in right. Grant Richardson is in center. He'll bat seventh. Then Marcos Cabrera at third. And batting ninth is Eduardo Turriel, but he's at second base. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. They're the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore BlueClaws and New Jersey's most comprehensive health system. Visit rwjbh.org for more. Marcano, 3-5 in 13 games, 10 starts, a 4.72 ERA, 47 2/3 innings, 44 hits. He's walked 23, and he struck out 50. 5'10", 23-year-old right-hander from Punto Fijo in Venezuela. And he pitched in Brooklyn on Sunday the 2nd and gave up 3 hits and 3 runs in 4 1/3 innings of work. So he's pitching, as will Jordan Fowler tomorrow and Matt Osterberg on Sunday, on 4 days rest. And the first pitch to Vargas is grounded down first and just foul. A spinner off the end of the bat, and Kirion couldn't get it. It just went foul at the last moment. And the count, nothing and one. Now, 4 days rest is considered normal rest, you know, at the big league level and for most of the history of baseball. But in the minors the last few years, with the way the schedules have fallen, most teams, including the BlueClaws and Philly system, they've used 6-man rotations, and certainly at this level, and lower fastball, low, 1-1 strike. So 6-man rotation plus the Monday off every week. So all these pitchers have been pitching primarily on 6 days rest. Marcano goes on 4 today, change up high, 2-1 on Alexander Vargas, who's at 218 with 6 homers on the year, right-handed batter. So Marcano's on 4 today because of a couple of things. And here's the 2-1. Grounder is short, Brito to his right, backhands it, plants, throws, low, and Kirion can't pick it. It squirts behind him. Vargas on his way to second. Kirion's throw is not in time. So that'll be an E6 on the shortstop, Eric Brito. And runner at second and nobody out. So a rare mistake by Brito. He just kind of took a little bit off it, and it bounced in there for the error.
Yeah, he fielded it at the edge of the grass. He's got the arm certainly to get the runner there, but fell short, and then Kurian could not pick it. Throwing error all the way.
So here's Familia, 7 for 32 with a homer, 5 RBIs. And he swings and misses. Left-handed batter. So Familia began the season with their low-A team in Tampa. And was promoted to Hudson Valley a little over a week ago. 4 hits, swing and a miss. 4 hits in the series. All of them came on Wednesday, including a home run. And the count 0-2. So back to Marcano. So there was no day off this week between the Brooklyn series and this series because of the July 4th holiday. And then the Blue Claws got stuck short a pitcher, 0-2. Fouled off at home plate, and it's still 0-2. So the Blue Claws got stuck short one pitcher because of Zach Hockey's unexpected call to Redding. He was supposed to pitch tonight, and they sent him up to Redding yesterday where he pitched 2 innings in relief. So Blue Claws needed a starter for today, so they decided to slide up the other 3 guys. And Marcano, Osterberg, or Fowler and Osterberg will pitch this weekend. 0-2, and a pop-up foul, third base sign. So Marcano and Fowler pitching anyway, but just one less day. Osterberg was supposed to be done until after the break, but he'll pitch on Sunday. He started the first game of the series on Tuesday. So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine. Maybe a few fewer pitches than normal, but Blue Claws had to make some adjustments. 0-2 on Christopher Familia. And that one is high.
Shows him the fastball there. Probably come back with something off speed here on the way. Familia loves the fastball.
Marcano from the belt, and the breaking ball cut on and missed. Got him strike 3. Nice hook by Marcano. And that is out number 1. It's a Manhattan Bagel strikeout. The best days begin in Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day the traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here's Augustine Ramirez, the DH. He's 12 for 30 with a home run and 3 runs batted in. 0 for 5 last night. Does have 3 hits so far in this series. Like Familia, began the year with low-A Tampa and was promoted a couple of weeks ago to Hudson Valley. Ramirez is a catcher by trade. He's a 21-year-old from Santo Domingo, but he is DHing tonight. He caught last night, went 0 for 5. Runner bolts for third, pitch a strike, throw to third low, and it squirts behind Ward. They weren't going to get him anyway, but only a few feet behind Ward. So Vargas safe at third with his 10th stolen base of the season. These guys will run. And they stole 3 bases last night. Nava's throw was a little bit low and could not be corralled by Nick Ward. Now go back, Tony, to last August 3rd. It was a Wednesday afternoon game. Blue Claws now bring the infield in. And that one low, blocked by Nava. And the count 1-1. Marcano started that game July 6th. Here last year, it was a Wednesday afternoon game. Marcano started that game, and Hudson Valley ran wild. They stole 11 bases in the game. Here's a high pop foul by Ramirez off to the right out of play in the count 1-2. And it was the most stolen bases ever allowed by the Blue Claws in a game. In that game last year, Rafael just kind of struggled to hold the runners on. He's definitely been better this year. But that time Vargas had a huge jump, and even with a perfect throw, Nava wasn't going to get it. Infield remains in, 1-2 on Ramirez, right-handed batter. Grounded is short in the hole. Diving stop, Ward to his left, but he's got to go to first. He throws there for the out, and Vargas comes in to score. Good play by Nick Ward at third, diving off to his left. But Vargas is able to come home on the ground out, 6-3. 5-3, excuse me, and it's 1-0 Renegades, 4th ribby for Augustine Ramirez. And the first pitch to Rafael Flores misses low. Flores at 291, two homers, 21 RBI. And he takes out, he homered last night as well, 12 for his last 43 is Rafael Flores. He's from Anaheim, signed as a non-drafted free agent last year out of Rio Hondo Junior College in California, 22 years old. And Marcano's pitch is popped up high in the air, shallow center. Out goes Brito. In comes Marcus Lee Sang, who's there to make the catch. Lost his hat, makes the grab, sign retired. One runner was unearned, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. We played half an inning in Shortown, and it's Hudson Valley 1, Jersey Shore coming to bat on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Zach Messinger, right-hander out of the University of Virginia, on the mound tonight for Hudson Valley. He has a 1-0 lead as Nick Ward steps to the plate. Ward is a left-handed batter, the third baseman for Jersey Shore. He'll lead off, then Gabriel Rincones Jr. in left field. And Rickson Wingrove, the DH, will bat third, with Hao Yu Lee at second base, batting fourth. Then it's Marcus Lee Sang in center, and Leandro Pineda in right. Ward takes the strike. Anthony Kirion's catching, will bat seventh. Then Andrick Nava, the catcher. Anthony Kirion at first base will bat seventh. Then Andrick Nava, the catcher. And Eric Brito at ninth, short will bat ninth. Ward, 15 hits in his last 45 at bats at 256 on the season. Takes a little high. And it's one ball and one strike. 81 degrees, overcast skies here at Shoretown Ballpark. Tonight, Messinger, the 2.98 ERA despite a 1-5 record. Ward runs his hands up the bunt, fouls it off third base side, 1-2. He's thrown 63 in the third innings, 57 hits, walked 32, and struck out 82 on the year. Struck out 9 Wilmington Blue Rocks on Saturday in his last start. 2 runs in 5 innings to earn the win. And a 1-2 changeup, spoiled foul off third. Still 1-2. His start against Jersey Shore came in game 1 of a doubleheader on June 8th. Gave up 1 run on 3 hits in 5 innings. That was the game in which he was bested by Matt Osterberg. Blue Claws 2-1 winners. Here's the 1-2 to Ward, and he hits a soft roller to first. Flores is there to field it, underhands the pitcher, Messinger covering in plenty of time. 3-1 on the putout, one up, one down here in the bottom half of the first. That'll bring up left fielder Gabriel Rincones Jr., who's at 229 in 21 games, a homer and 6 runs batted in. The Blue Claws lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Here's Rincones Jr., and he looks at a curveball that dives inside. It's 1-0.
Greg, this is the fourth game in this series. The Blue Claws have basically played from behind this entire series. They had a couple of slim leads very early in a couple of games, but those were wiped out rather quickly, and it's been a come-from-behind effort pretty much all week.
1-0, curveball, that is outside, 2-0. Yeah, that's been the problem. And last night they were down 5-2 in the ninth inning. Rickson Wingrove hit a mammoth home run to make it 5-4, but The next three were retired. 2-0 pitches, high 3-0. Messinger, 23 years old, 6'6", 225 pounds. He's from Chandler, Indiana. 13th round pick by the Yankees in 2021 out of the University of Virginia. Spent last year with Low A Tampa before moving up to Hudson Valley. That's inside, 4-pitch 1. So Rincones Jr. has got a couple of stolen bases aboard at first. Yeah, that'll bring up Rickson Wingrove, the designated hitter.
Rincones Jr. had 24 steals with Clearwater, but has been limited to 2 and has been caught twice here at Jersey Shore. Now, he hasn't been on base that much either. We'll see what happens here.
Held on by Rafael Flores. He's got a pretty good lead. And Wingrove takes an off-speed pitch down at inside. Count 1 ball and no strikes on Rickson. So Rickson's home run last night was his 12th of the season and his 24th career home run as a Blue Claw. Hit 12 last year, of course. And it was, like many of his homers, no doubt about it, over the right field wall. Hit one of the billboards out there, throw a load of first. Rincones dives back in. So if you're wondering, he's got the 6th most in franchise history. Jim Murphy is the franchise record holder with 36. Jalen Ortiz has 32. And that one is in there for a call and strike. And the count is 1-1. I mean, Rickson is very streaky. It's not out of the realm of possibility for him to hit, you know, 6, 7, 8 homers in a month. But if he does that, he'll probably get promoted. 1-1 the count on the 23-year-old from Newcastle, Australia. Change up line sharply to short on a hop grab by Vargas. Steps on second, throws to first in time. And a double play to retire this side. Hit it 104 off the mat, but it's a 6-6-3. Inning-ending double play. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. We played one inning and it's Hudson Valley 1, Jersey Shore nothing on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo with a boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Kirkring, our guest today, joins us from Aberdeen. We're taping this on Saturday morning, the 27th. Ryan, welcome. How are you?
One nothing Hudson Valley. We start the second inning, and Antonio Gomez, the catcher, leads off for the Red Again, wearing their alternate navy blue jerseys tonight. And Rafael Marcano's first pitch dives down and outside, and the count is 1 ball, no strikes. Hudson Valley scored a run without a hit in the first inning. E6 on Eric Brito. Allowed Vargas to reach. He stole third, scoring a ground out by Augustine Ramirez. 1-0 from Marcano, and that one is in the dirt. And we count 2 balls, no strikes. Defensively for Jersey Shore, it'll be Rincones Jr., Marcus Lee Sang, and Leandro Pineda left to right of the outfield. Nick Ward at third, Eric Brito at short. And the 2-0 is a strike. Haoyu Lee at second, and Anthony Carrion at first. And the catcher is Hendrick Namba. Marcano works quickly, curveball, yanked down third over Ward's head, and Hook's foul. That was trouble, Tony. Looked like there for half a second, but fortunately, it Hook foul.
Yeah, with this pitching staff the Blue Claws are facing, they cannot afford to get behind by a whole lot.
And the 2-2 fouled off at home plate.
Another good crowd on hand here tonight. Yankees affiliate, always a good draw. And the weather, not bad.
2-2 on Gomez, foul back. Yeah, 81 degrees, a little on the humid side. And overcast skies, but as long as it doesn't rain, that's, you know, that's good enough, right?
Yeah, right.
So 2-2 on Gomez, pitch by Marcano, hit in the air, well, deep to right. Back goes Pineda, it's over his head, back at the wall, and it's off the right field wall, bounces back past Pineda. Gomez goes to second, and he'll stop there with a two-base hit. Well, he drives that one the other way off the right field fence, an opposite field double for Antonio Gomez, and it's a leadoff two-base hit for Hudson Valley. Gomez at second with nobody out for the right fielder, Aldenis Sanchez. Sanchez at 207 with a home run and 23 RBIs. His second game of the series, he went 1 out of 5 on Wednesday. Was with Hudson Valley all of last year, hit 257 with one homer. Began his career in the Tampa Bay Rays system. And that's outside. So he had a chance, Tony, to be the only player to play for Hudson Valley for two different affiliates, because Hudson Valley was a Rays affiliate through 2019, but he did not make it there before the switch, and a curveball in there for a strike. He spent 2019 in Princeton, Virginia, the Princeton Rays in the Appalachian League. Princeton, West Virginia, not Virginia, West Virginia, in the Appy League. 1-1, the count on Aldenis Sanchez, pitch by Marcano, bloop foul first base side. And the count is still 1-2. So 1-2 on Sanchez. Marcano from the stretch and the pitch fouled straight back into the screen. And the count 1-2. Grant Richardson on deck. And Tony talked about how, you know, this is not the team you want to play from behind against. And the Blue Claws in danger of doing that here in the second inning. Marcano peeks back. Now he deals home. That's in the dirt. Nice block by Nava, sprawling to his left. And the count is even up at 2-2 here on Aldenis Sanchez. Amazing stat that looked up before. So since July 4th last season, these teams have played here in Lakewood 21 times. The Blue Claws have swept both doubleheaders. One on August 5th last year, which you may remember, or August the 6th last year, which you may remember, that was the Andrew Painter-Mick Abel doubleheader. 2-2 on Sanchez. And swing and a miss. Good changeup, strike three. Second strikeout from Marcano, first out of the second. So they swept that one, and then they swept one on June 8th. The teams didn't play on June 7th. That was the smog out when the air quality that week from the wildfires. So they swept the doubleheader on June 8th of this year. Hudson Valley has won the other 17 games. So they played 17 single games here since July 4th of last season, and Hudson Valley's won every one of them. Swing and a miss by Richardson at a slow curve, and it's nothing and one.
Including a six-game sweep here last year. Blue Claws hoping to avoid that this time around, but they're in an 0-3 hole in this series thus far.
0-1. That's in the dirt. Squirts away from Nava, moves over to his left, picks it up, throws late. And that'll be a wild pitch on Marcano. just bounced in there and hit, ticked off Nava's glove, rolled a few feet to the left.
So second inning in a row now. Hudson Valley has a runner at third with less than two outs. They plated that run, an unearned run in the first. This time a double and a wild pitch. And once again, the Blue Claws infield creeps in.
One ball, one strike on Grant Richardson. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball bounce to first and just fell. Only count one ball and one strike. And now time is called at home plate. Richardson out of Indiana University was a 17th round pick in 2021. He'll turn 24 years old in 6 days. 1-2 pitch, swinging a ground to the second. Runner comes home, Lee up with it, throws home, tagged by Nava in time. Perfectly done, How You Lee to Enric Nava. 4-2 put out on Gomez at the plate, and there are two men away.
Runner breaking on contact there, and as long as Lee made the accurate throw home, which he did, then Gomez is going to be a dead duck, and that's exactly what happened. The benefit there of having the infield in.
Here's Marcos Cabrera, throw to first and not in time. And I think you got to give Lee credit on that, Tony. He did not rush the throw.
Exactly, yeah.
He knew he had time. He had a catcher running. And a lot of times you see guys just kind of rush the throw because, hey, you know, play at the plate, got to get him. But he knew he had time and paused and slowed up, making perfect throw. And now applying the tank. That one inside of the count, two balls and no strikes. So Hudson Valley leads it 1-0 as they bat in the visiting second. Marcano from the stretch, here's the pitch, and that's down and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Cabrera's at 226. He has five homers on the season. Two of them have come in this series. He's 5-for-7 in the series. Did not play on Wednesday. He did play last night, had a couple of hits. Runner goes, pitches, swung on and fouled off at home plate. And we'll count 2-1. Looking
Cabrera,
ahead of them.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say, Cabrera looks like he fouled that ball off his foot. And he's flexing.
Yep, his left foot limping around a bit.
Yep.
Looking ahead to the bottom of the second, it'll be How You Lee, Marcus Lee Singh, and Leandro Pineda 4-5-6 against Zach Messinger. So making sure that Marcos Cabrera is okay. And he appears to be, and he'll step back in the box. So a two ball, one strike count on Cabrera. Marcano peeks in for the sign. Runner leads off first, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a sweeping breaking ball. Strike two. And the count is two balls and two strikes.
These Hudson Valley hitters just love the fastball. But you can't hang anything against them either.
Yeah. Another throw to first. So that's two disengagements in this plate appearance for Marcano. So if Richardson wanted to go, he could go now knowing that Marcano can't throw to first. And he's got a big lead. There he goes. Pitches a hard grounder into left. A base hit between third and short. Turning at second is Richardson, but he'll stop there. It's a base hit for Cabrera. And when we say Marcano couldn't throw to first, he could throw to first, but if Richardson got back safely, then he would be moved up to second base on a balk. So that'll bring up Eduardo Turrialba, the second baseman. He's at 277, a home run, 13 RBIs. Renegades leading 1-0, visiting second. And Marcano's first is a fastball low, and it's 1-0. So Luklas did make one addition to the bullpen today. That was right-handed pitcher Connor Ash out of the University of Missouri. He's from Illinois originally and went to Missouri, some of the Phillies in 2021. Runners have big leads. Darting off the base, they take off. Pitch low, Nava no throw. And two more stolen bases for Hudson Valley. Richardson takes third. Cabrera takes second. And that's three already. Remember, we saw this exact thing with Marcano in the game last year here in July when Hudson Valley stole 11 bases. And Freddie Francisco was catching. He had no chance. 2-0 and time called. No, check that. A pitch clock violation on Marcano. So that runs the count to 3-0. Tony, you can kind of feel the runners had an impact on that one. Even though they're not going anywhere now, second and third. Richardson darts off the bag trying to induce a balk. Here's the 3-0, and it's high and inside, ball four. And the runners are definitely having an impact on Marcano here. First walk, that'll load the bases. Wisely, Phil Condari makes his way out to the mound to try to calm down Marcano because, one bad pitch here and Hudson Valley can blow it open. And the base is loaded and two out, and Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, is coming to the plate. Phillies down 2-0 in Miami. Zach Wheeler and Sandy Alcantara in that ball game. Bailey Falter starting tonight for Lehigh Valley. They're in Scranton, and they had been in a delay. They're, I think, about to get going. Reading trail, Somerset 1-0 in the second. David Parkinson on the mound. Clearwater and Palm Beach are tied 2-2, end of the fourth. And then the GCL Phillies lost today to the GCL Tigers 14-8. Of note, though, for the Blue Claws, Kendall Simmons, who's been out with a knee injury since May 27th, continues his rehab assignment. He had a base hit today, went 1-for-5 with a double in that ball game for the GCL Phillies. So here's Vargas batting from the right side. Bases loaded, two out, top of the second. 1-0 Hudson Valley. And the pitch is a fastball called strike at the knees. And the count is 0-1.
This leadoff spot normally occupied by Yankees number 3 prospect Spencer Jones. But Jones will miss the rest of the series now. He's heading for Seattle and Saturday's Futures game.
0-1 on Alexander Vargas. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. Good pitch, called strike. 0-2 on the inside corner. For the Phillies, they'll send Nick Abel and Justin Crawford. That game will be tomorrow, I think, on MLB Network. Vargas, a switch hitter, batting from the right side. And he's behind on the count, 0-2. Richardson darts off third. And the pitch is in the dirt, blocked nicely by Nava, who steps on the plate for the force. And the check swing, Vargas could not hold up. Strike three, and the inning is over. So, bonus point there for Phil Condari, the pitching coach, whatever he said, certainly helped. Three strikeouts for Nava. No runs on one hit, and three left. We go to the bottom of the second, and it's 1-0 Renegades on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer. a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the second inning, Shoretown Ballpark. Hudson Valley 1, Jersey Shore nothing. But Tony, considering that Hudson Valley had the bases loaded in that inning, and Blue Claws made an error to give up a free run in the first inning, I guess Jersey Shore okay with where they are right now.
Well, that's true. Could have been a lot worse there in that second inning, but Phil Condera, the pitcher coach, the magic words, and then...
Here is Hao Yu Lee, and the first pitch from Zach Messinger, curveball down and outside of the count is 1-0.
Marcano got out of that jam.
Messinger, 23 years old, 3 years older than Hao Yu Lee. Turned 20 earlier in February. Fastball strike, 1-1. Lee on the season, 274, two home runs, 18 runs batted in. Was hit safely, Hao Yu has in 12 of his last 13 games. Breaking ball, that's a called strike. He had a 10-game hitting streak coming into this homestand, but went 0-4 back on Tuesday in the first game of the series. Marcus Lee, Sang and Leandro Pineda the next two. Messinger, tall right-hander from the University of Virginia. Curveball blooped in the air, shallow center. Coming on Richardson, he is there and makes the catch for the first out. So Lee flies to center. What a win. Familiar, Richardson and Sanchez for Hudson Valley in the outfield, left to right. Cabrera at third, Vargas at short, Torre Alba's at second, Flores is at first, and the catcher is Antonio Gomez. Batter is Marcus Lee Sang, hitting 270, six homers, 36 RBIs. He had a double to run scored last night. And the first pitch is lined the other way, deep out in the left field. Going back on it, Familia still going back, reaching up towards the track to make the catch. A couple of steps in front of the track for out number two. I think the ball carried a little farther than Familia might have thought off the bat, but he's able to recover and reel it in. Lee Sang hit it hard, but flies out for out number two. And that'll bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. He's at 202, four home runs, 35 runs batted in for Leandro so far this season. Left-handed hitter from Venezuela. And the pitch is a fastball called strike. Valencia, Venezuela for Leandro. You remember Tony Carlos Gonzalez? Outfielder, played for Colorado for a while. Really good hitter.
I was just going to say.
That was Leandro's favorite player. 0-1, grounded softly to second for Eduardo Torrealba. He's up with it, lobs it to first, and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws go quietly 1-2-3 here in inning number two. We go to the third. Hudson Valley 1-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the bottom of the top half of the third. Hudson Valley leading the Blue Claws 1-0, and it'll be Christopher Familia, Augustine Ramirez, and Rafael Flores for Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate against Marcano here. Our guest, Christine Huffman, the executive director of Homes Now, They're tonight's Blue Claws Charities community partner of the game. Christine, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you doing tonight?
Doing just fine. Here's Familia, who struck out his first time. And the pitch by Marcano, curveball called strike, 0-1. So tell us about Homes Now.
Homes Now is a nonprofit developer specializing in creating housing.
0-1 the count. And that one down at Insurance.
For special needs, veterans, income-restricted families, seniors.
How long have you been the executive director?
8 years now.
There's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, slow curve. And the count is 1 ball, then 2 strikes. So, how do you guys do a lot of fundraising? How do you are you involved in building the houses? How does everything work?
We are. We're the developer.
Here's the 1-2. And that's outside. Just missed.
So we go from purchasing the land, getting funding for it, if it's 100% affordable housing with special needs involved in it.
2-2, the count on Familia, and that's in the dirt. Knocked down by Andrik Nava, and the count 3 balls and 2 strikes. How many have you guys done do you have active at any given time?
We have over 700 affordable housing units out there that we've created, and we are also an affordable housing administrator.
3-2 pitch, curveball, grounded past the mound, and that'll get through into center. Base hit for Familia. He leads off the third with his single. That'll bring out the DH, Augustine Ramirez. What does that entail?
So as an administrator, affordable housing administrator, we will literally take applications and process and certify individuals and families to be able to purchase an affordable home, an income-restricted home. And either rental, we also build for sale property, not just rentals.
Here's Ramirez, and the pitch is hit in the air well out in the center. Going back on it, Lee Sank toward the track, on the track, reaching up, makes the catch. Beautiful play. Marcus Lee Sank, an over-the-shoulder catch right in front of the center field wall. And back to first goes Familia for out number one. Beautifully done there by Lee Sank. That was a tough ball right directly over his head. And those can be the toughest to track for an outfielder. And he went back and made the over-the-shoulder catch, the lefty, for the first out. So one down for Rafael Flores, the first baseman. So folks out there, you know, in need of housing and qualifying, throw it a first down attempt for, you know, an affordable unit under the regulations. How can they go about reaching out to you guys?
They can contact us via phone, 732-295-7380.
Here's Flores, and the pitch is a little low.
They can go to our website, homes-now.org. We also have a new development going up in Barnegat right now, which is for sale.
Is that Coastal Woods?
Yes, it is.
All right, tell us about that. That's right on the front of your site.
Yes.
That one inside gets behind Nava and rolls back toward the screen. I think that one should be a pass ball on Andrik Nava, and it is. So that advances Familia down to second. And the count is 2-0 on Flores. Go ahead, Christine.
That's our newest community that we're developing. It is a condominium development, 148 units, 4 residential buildings and a clubhouse. We have 20% affordable and 80% our market rate. Anybody is interested, they can call the number 732-295-7380. Or go to coastalwoodscondos.org.
You guys go all the way down to Atlantic City, I see, right?
Yes, we do. We have a development down there.
2-0 pitch is low to Flores, 3-0.
And that we helped develop. It's Beachview Residence, and that is 55 and older with special needs within that complex.
3 balls, no strikes on Flores. And the pitch is a broken back grounder down third. Ward sliding back in. Nice play near the line. It throws high to first, but Kirion reels it in. And that's out number 2. Second, beautiful play by Ward. Made a diving grab to his left in the first inning. This time a sliding backhand down the line here in the third. And Familia stays put at second. So 2 away. And here is Antonio Gomez who had doubled back in the second inning but was out at home on an infield grounder later in the frame. Christine Hoffman from Homes Now is our guest. Their website is homes-now.org. If people want to, you know, support the organization, donate, help fundraise, what kinds of things do you do on that side of the table?
We have fundraisers throughout the year, various. We'll collect for back-to-school drives. We just had a spring cleaning product drive, which we donate to anyone in the communities that we service or that are in need. We do food drives constantly. We receive grants to help out with food right now for people that need help.
1-0 pitch, curveball outside corner. Who's here with you tonight?
Tonight, we have a lot of our homeowners and renters. What we do for this is we'll sell the tickets, and anybody that doesn't, you know, can't use the tickets, we ask them to donate them back, and we give them out to the community members.
That's really cool.
So that
1-0 pitch, foul back into the screen, 1-2.
So that, therefore, if they, you know, normally can't afford to come out and enjoy the night with their full families, we give them the opportunity. And we have a lot of people out here now, and it's very exciting.
How long have you guys been coming out here? At least a couple of years, right?
I just saw a picture the other day, and it was 6 years ago.
Okay, there you go.
And I was like, wow, I'm getting old.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
It's always fun. It's great coming out.
1-2 two strikes on Gomez. Hudson Valley leads it 1-0, top of the third. Runner at second, two out. And Marcano from the belt, the lefty, looks back at the runner. Here's the 1-2, and it's low for ball. Two balls and two strikes. So you can go right on their website, homes-now.org. Just click applications up top, and you can fill everything in there and go from there. And they have the properties button, all the different facilities and homes that they have built and managed. Here's the 2-2, and a little squibber off the end of the bat. Back to the mound. Marcano slips from his back, lobs it to first, and they got him. And that retires the side. What a play by Rafael Marcano. Lying on his back, he managed to muscle it over to Kirion, and the inning. Nice play. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Christine Hoffman from Homes Now, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thank you very much. Right. Go Blue Claws.
Go Blue Claws. So 1-0 Renegades, bottom three on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Great play by Rafael Marcano, throwing from his back to first base to get the out after he slipped, fielding a ground ball. So that retired the side, and it remains a 1-0 game as we head into the bottom half of the third, and Anthony Kirion will lead it off here for Jersey Shore against Zach Messinger. Blueclaws looking for their first hit, and Kirion takes outside. It's 1-0. He's at 191, two home runs and nine RBIs. Both of his home runs have come in Brooklyn. One was in the first series of the season back in April, and one was last week Kerryon missed some time with a knee injury. Breaking ball, that's in there for a called strike. 1-1. Had a minor procedure on his knee. Missed about a month and returned to the Blue Claws last week in Coney Island. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's a little high, a fastball from Messinger. 2-1. Messinger faced the Blue Claws back on June 8th. They gave up one run in five innings. And Jersey Shore won that game 2-1. Matt Osterberg beat him in a seven-inning game, first of a doubleheader. Curveball, foul back. Good rip there by Q and a hanging breaking ball. And the count is 2-2. Hendrick Navas on deck, then Eric Brito here in the bottom of the third for Jersey Shore. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and a slider chased it, swinging a miss, strike three, knocked down by Gomez. Kerryon runs it out, throw down to first, gets him 2-3 on the putout. For Zach Messinger, his first strikeout, and there's one away here in the bottom of the third. Here's Hendrick Nava, who's at 198 with a home run, and 16 runs batted in. Nava switch hitter batting from the left side. Blue Claws struggles at the plate in this series and this week continue, and really this season against Hudson Valley. Renegades have the best pitching staff in the league. We kind of thought, as he takes ball one, that they would lose a couple of guys, Tony, from that staff that really shut the Blue Claws down at the end of the first half, and they lost one guy. That's a foul tip by Nava, 1-1. Chase Hampton, a pitcher out of Texas Tech, who actually pitched against Redding last night for Somerset, but that's kind of been it.
Yeah, he's made four starts now for Somerset. No record of 4.03 ERA in 22 innings.
Swing and a miss by Navik, and the count 1-2. But yeah, Messinger, then tomorrow Juan Corella, then Sunday Drew Thorpe, all top prospects in the Yankee system, and all really shut the Blue Claws down. Hudson Valley was here a couple of weeks ago, and that one low. 2-2 on Hendrick Nava. They have bullpen arms, too. It's just overall a great staff. Their team ERA in the month of June was 2.16, which was the best in all of minor league baseball by .27 for the month of June. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and a bouncer softly to first. Flores is there, and he bobbles it. It drops out of his hand, picked up by Messinger on the bag for the out. I don't know what happened there. Flores just kind of dropped the ball as he attempted to shovel it off to the pitcher, Messinger covering. And they end up getting the out anyway, but that would have been an unfortunate mistake there. What was a routine play? But they get the out 3-1, and here's Eric Brito. Brito at 230, no homers, and 11 RBIs. Takes ball one low. Brito's been here for almost a month. Came up with Gabriel Rincones Jr. and then pitchers Wesley Moore and Jack Dallas on June 13th. Breaking ball down and outside of the count, 2-0. Just turned 21 years old on May 25th. He's from Ciudad Guayana in Venezuela. Is Brito. And he's already got 11 ribbies here. And he bounces this one to the right side. Long run, the second baseman. Torrealba waits for the first baseman to get back to the bag. Flores the stretch, and in time to get him to retire the side. Nice play. Flores is playing off the bag and had to go back. And Torrealba made a running throw to just get Brito and end the inning. So that's seven in a row now set aside by Zach Messinger. And it's Hudson Valley 1, Jersey Shore nothing. This game rolls along to the top of the fourth. Right after this on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fourth, 1-0 Hudson Valley. Here's Tony.
Okay, Greg, thank you very much. Rafael Marcano still to go. His fourth inning of work. He's thrown 60 pitches, 37 for strikes. Faces Aldina Sanchez here, 6-7-8 in the Hudson Valley order. And the lefty deals high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Phillies tonight, 12-game road win streak on the line. Trail at Miami, 3-0 in the fifth inning. Got some unsettling news today, though, about Andrew Painter. Here's a line drive, center field, base hit. One hop out to Marcus Lee Sang, and Sanchez, who had struck out his first at bat, leads off the top of the fifth with a single. So according to Alex Coffey in the Philadelphia Inquirer, Painter has been feeling, quote, elbow discomfort and underwent testing, manager Rob Thompson said today. Thompson declined to specify what kind of testing. The hitter now is Grant Richardson. 182, 7 homers, 23 runs batted in. He grounded into a fielder's choice. His first at bat takes low for ball. It's 1-0. The 20-year-old Painter was scheduled to face live hitters on Tuesday, but felt, quote, a little stiff on Monday, so the Phillies postponed that. Here is the 1-0 to Richardson. Lefty on lefty, strike in the outside corner. They were optimistic after Painter took the mound on Wednesday to throw a bullpen session down in Florida, but he returned Thursday feeling elbow discomfort. The pitch to Richardson instead of throw to first, and back quickly is Sanchez. Has 13 steals this year. He's been caught 4 times. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. 0-0-1 for Jersey Shore, which will send the top of the order up against Zach Messenger in the bottom half of the fourth. Snap toward the first, close. Diving back is Sanchez. So Painter has that sprained ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. Further testing underway. Runner goes. The pitch is dribbled foul at the plate. And the count is 1-2 on Richardson. Richardson banged 1 of 3 Hudson Valley home runs last night. Hudson Valley has hit 5 in this series. The Blue Claws have hit 2. Hudson Valley has hit 5 in this series. The Blue Claws have hit 10 since the 1st of June, including the 2 in this series. Here's the pitch to Richardson in the dirt. Nice scoop there by Nava. On the count is 2-2 on Grant Richardson. Richardson's a 23-year-old. 17th round pick back in 2021. The check of the runner. He's going. They got him picked off the throw to first, then down to second. The tag applied by Brito, and out is Sanchez. That'll be a caught stealing. A nice pickoff move by Rafael Marcano. As Greg's been telling you earlier, they've been taking a lot of liberties with Marcano. The highlight, or the low light for the Blue Claws, the highlight for Hudson Valley last year when they stole 11 bases in a game against him. But nice pickoff move there. Nab Sanchez for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Grant Richardson remains the hitter, and the count is 2-2 with one away. Marcano winds, kicks, and throws. Swinging it lower to short. Swallowed up by Brito. Steps and guns for out number two. That'll bring up Cabrera. Marcus Cabrera has singled in this ball game and comes to the plate with an average of .231, five homers, and 20 runs batted in. Cabrera and Richardson have feasted on Blue Claw's pitching this year. Takes a called strike. In seven games, Richardson is hitting .455 with two doubles, a triple, and a home run. Cabrera leads the Renegades with 20 stolen bases. Marcano ahead of him now. No balls and two strikes. With two outs and nobody on here in the top of the fourth, Blue Claws trail it 1-0. And the pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Struck him out. So a nice bounce back inning. Nice bounce back. Couple of innings now for Rafael Marcano. Nothing across for Hudson Valley in the fourth. Bottom half coming. Blue Claws trail at 1-0 on MIOB TV. Valley Live and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat ranch, and goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank mini golf course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back in Shoretown, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Claws trail it here 1-0, still looking for a hit. They did have a first inning base runner. He was erased in the double play. And the bottom of the fourth, the top of the order. It's Nick Ward, who bounced out his first at bat. Left-hand batter against the right-hander Messinger. And a curveball floats over the outside corner. It's nothing and one on Nick Ward. Nick at .255, six homers and 30. Four runs batted in. And the 0-1 takes one just off the plate. One ball, one strike on Ward. He'll be followed by Gabriel Rinconis Jr. and Rickson Wingrove here against Messinger. And the right-hander deals and a foul off to the left. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Nick. Messinger, 6'6", 225 pounds. 13th round pick of the Yankees, 2021, out of the University of Virginia. And the 1-2 to Ward just missed outside, and the count is even to 2-2. In his prior start this year against Jersey Shore, that was back on June 8th, he pitched five innings, allowed three hits. Blue Claws won the game 1-0. And an RBI hit by Casey Martin. Inside fastball, and the count is full now on Ward, 3-2. Tomorrow, Blue Claws face Juan Corella, another top Yankees prospect. Messinger is number 22, Corella number 29, and then you have the big gun, Drew Thorpe, number six prospect, going against Jersey Shore on Sunday. 3-2 the count on Nick Ward. Here it is. Bounced foul just to the right of the plate. Nick staying with an off-speed delivery. On the count remains 3-2 on Ward. 1-4-0 for Hudson Valley. 0-0-1 for Jersey Shore here. Bottom of the fourth. Blue Claws a four-game losing streak. The 3-2 pitch is rolled up the third baseline. Tough chance. Messinger over. Bobbles. Ward is safe. And we'll wait for the scoring decision. Soft tapper. I think that's going to be a base hit. And that's the official ruling. So there it is. It's not exactly a bullet off the bat, but it is the first hit of the night against Zach Messinger for the Blue Claws. Nick Ward, who is a threat to go, 19 steals. He's been caught once. Here's Gabriel Rincones Jr. has a home run in this series on Tuesday night. The pitch to him. Fastball, letter high, inside corner. And it's nothing and one on Rincones Jr. The league hitting 238 against Messinger with six home runs. The pitch to Rincones takes low and away. 1-1. 1-0 Hudson Valley. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hudson Valley leads the series now with Jersey Shore this year 7-2. Throw to first, not in time. Ward dives back. After this series, the Blue Claws will still face Hudson Valley 12 more times this season. All those games will be up in Wappinger Falls, New York. The pitch to Rincones swings and lofts a foul out to the left. And the count is 1-2 on Rincones. Gabe is the number 7 prospect in the Philly system for the MLB pipeline. Here's the stretch. Another throw to first. Diving back is Ward. So now, with the 2 pickoff attempts, a third one, if unsuccessful, would be a balk. So Ward has little room to roam here, but can't go too far. There he goes. The pitch is swung on, hit high and deep to right center field. Still carrying. It is gone. Gabriel Rincones points to the sky. He clubs his second Blue Claws home run. And Jersey Shore takes a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
I mean, you don't see too many balls out there, Tony, to the fence at the boardwalk out there in deep right center field, but he got it out there. And it's his second home run in this series. What a shot by Rincones Jr.
There's Rickson Wingrove. Big swing by Rickson, nothing and one. That ball just kept on sailing and sailing. There's no wind at all here tonight. The flag's hanging limp. And the Blue Claws have the lead. Pitches outside to Wingrove. That is the 7th home run that Messinger has given up this season. The kick and the pitch to Wingrove, who blasted one to the moon last night. There's a called strike on Rickson. And it's 1-2. His 2-run shot in the bottom of the ninth brought the Blue Claws within one, but that's how it ended in the 5-4 Hudson Valley victory. Blue Claws trying for their first win in this series, and here's the pitch. Swinging a little roller left side to short. It's booted there, and Wingrove is going to be safe. Vargas charging. And that will be an error on Vargas. Now, if he makes the play cleanly, Wingrove is not the speediest guy. He would have been out.
He wasn't even halfway.
Here's Hayu Lee batting cleanup today. You don't usually see him in this spot. Here's the pitch plateward. It's a called strike by plate umpire Warren Eubanks, and it's nothing and one. Hayu Lee batting in the cleanup spot just the third time this season. Usually number one or two in the order. And the pitch is on the knees, and it's nothing and two on Hayu Lee. Lee today flew out to fairway deep center, his first at bat. 272, two homers and 18 runs batted in for Hayu Lee. The youngster from Taiwan, the pitch is a fastball, crackles outside. It's one ball and two strikes on Hayu Lee. So the Blue Claws have taken the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Marcano will be back out there, it would appear, in the fifth. The pitch home, low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Nick Ward was safe on an infield hit. And then Gabriel Rinconas blasted one to the deepest part of the ballpark. Home run to right center. And Wingrove safe at first. There he goes. The pitch is low and away. Quick throw to second. The slide. Safe. Pitch was low and away. And Wingrove steals his fifth base of the season. The crowd being asked to supply a little noise by the scoreboard, and they respond. So the count now on Hayu Lee is 3-2. Wingrove at second. The 3-2 pitch, swinging a foul ball, poked off to the right side. And the count holds at 3-2. Blue Claws, their 11th home run now since the 1st of June. Off the bat of Rinconas tonight. Here's the pitch, 3-2. It hits the batter. Did it hit Lee, who is down in pain?
So that ball flew back into the screen, and Lee is down in pain. Megan Flaherty is out there with Peter Lynn, the interpreter, Megan, the head trainer, and Greg Brodzinski, the manager, down there too. You kind of heard the thump.
There was a, yeah.
And the two umpires are now talking to the left of the mound, which I don't think is going to bode well here for, well, I should say, let's just say I won't be surprised at any outcome. But Lee is to his feet, and hopefully he's okay, and he is. He'll go to first base. Yeah, now Warren Eubanks is going to come over and talk to Sergio Santos, the Hudson Valley manager, because Sergio heard the ball hit the bat.
Yeah, there was definitely an impact sound there.
Yeah.
And the discussion continues to the left of the plate in front of the Hudson Valley dugout.
Like you heard it.
Oh,
you
audibly.
You hear it.
So Wingrove is at second. Lee is at first. The first four have reached if this call stands here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
And it's going to stand. The first manager that the umpires always talk to after these is the losing one, right?
Greg Brodzinski eyeing his base runners down there, the Jersey Shore manager in the third base area. It'll bring up Marcus Lee Sang, who flew out to deep left his first at bat. Marcus Lee, 6'190", the 11th round pick of the Phillies in 2019 out of Northern High School in Maryland from Owings, Maryland. And now the discussion is complete. So the Blue Claws have a chance here now to pad the lead a little bit. They've had a couple of, we said, early leads, very slim in this series, have not been able to add to it, and Hudson Valley has come back to win the first three games in this set. Here's a chance, though, to add to this one-run margin. Leandro Pineda digs in, Marcus Lee Sang from the left side. The first pitch is wide for a ball. 1-0. Rickson Wingrove is at second. Hayu Lee is at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. 2-1 Jersey Shore. McGlenn's back, and the pitch to the plate. Swing and a drive. Left center field. Familia digging way back. The ball carrying, and that ball is gone. one home run. Marcus Lee Sand. And the Blue Claws take a 5-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, Blue Claws had been in a bit of a home run drought since the 1st of June. Not tonight. They've had two home runs now in the same inning, a two-run shot and a three-run blast. Here is Leandro Pineda. And he hits a high, towering fly. This is well hit to right field. Sanchez going back, looking up. It is gone! Back-to-back bombs by the Blue Claws. Three long balls here in the bottom of the fourth inning. This one by Leandro Pineda. And the Blue Claws increase their lead. It's 6-1. All of a sudden, the ball is jumping off Blue Claw bats. Three home runs in the same inning. Greg's going to have to scramble to find
the
out
highlights.
When the last time that occurred.
So, first off, back-to-back. Lee Sang and Pineda went back-to-back. The last time that happened was May 21st of 2022. Nicholas Torres and Uziel Valoria in a game in Wilmington. I believe that was Valoria's actually his Blue Claws debut. So they've sent six men to the plate in this inning. They've all scored.
And three have hit home runs.
Three homers.
Here is Anthony Kirion. There was a visit to the mound there by the Hudson Valley pitching coach. Swinging a high pop-up off the bat of Kirion. Foul ground. The catcher has plenty of room, and that's Gomez. He has it. And that's two down. The one drought-stricken Jersey Shore Blue Claws have suddenly found a fountain of tallies here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Six of them with three home runs leading the way. There's a called strike on Andrick Nava. For Pineda, that was his fifth home run of the season, the 10th in his career. Nava swings and misses. And it's no balls and two strikes. This is not a ballpark, as we know, that yields a bunch of home runs. And the Blue Claws have whacked three of them out of here, all in this inning. 0-2 on the Jersey Shore left-hand hitting catcher, switch hitter, batting left. That one misses. It's 1-2.
Well, it is the most home runs the Blue Claws have hit in an inning this year. If you remember going back in to early May, they hit six home runs in one game.
1-2 pitch foul.
At Hickory, which tied the team record. That was on May 6th. Rickson Windrum and Kendall Simmons each had two home runs in that ballgame. But coming into today, Jersey Shore had hit.
Swinging a dribbler foul.
Just 10 home runs since June 1st. And they have the three homers here today.
Actually, they have four in the last two nights now. Four in the last five innings. The pitch to Nava, the swing and a miss. He strikes out. That's two down now here in the bottom of the fourth. And Eric Brito will be the ninth man to hit for Jersey Shore. He bounced out his first at bat. Brito at 226, no homers, 11 runs batted in. This is his 20th game with Jersey Shore. Messinger deals, and the pitch misses inside for ball 1-0. Messinger, who gave up just one run to Jersey Shore his last time he faced the Blue Claws. It was actually enough to beat him. 1-0 to Casey Martin RBI single. Fastball across for a strike. One ball, one strike. Blue Claws had one base runner via a walk coming into this bottom of the fourth inning. And the windup, the big right-hander deals, called strike outside corner, and it's 1-2.
Rincones' ball was really hit. You know, you thought that one was going to go. Lee Sang crushed his ball to left center. It was a question of would it have enough height to clear the wall. Pineda's ball, though, I did not think was going to go. And that one carried out of here. Had a lot of height underneath it, but it managed to work its way out.
1-2 pitch to Brito. Swinging a line shot, right field, racing in the right fielder, makes the running catch. Does Sanchez to retire the side. But what an inning for Jersey Shore. 6 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. 3 of them home runs. There was one error and nobody left. We've gone through 4 now in Shoretown. It's 6-1 Jersey Shore on MLB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like fins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Along with Greg Giamborisi, the voice of the Blue Claws, I'm Tony Graham. We got to the top of the fifth inning. The last time Rafael Marcano was on the mound an inning ago, he was trailing 1-0. Now he's out in front, 6-1. Faces 9-1-2 for Hudson Valley. Eduardo Torrealba to lead it off. And the first pitch misses. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Torrealba. He walked his first time up. 277, a homer, 13 runs batted in for Torrealba. And Marcano kicks, and the lefty deals. Fastball inside, and it's 2-0.
So, Tony, as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program, every time the Blue Claws hit a home run here at Shoretown Ballpark, Ocean First Foundation donates $1,000.
2-0 is a called strike.
To military-based nonprofits based on, you know, the inning. So that little 3-home-run inning for the Blue Claws.
Inside.
Raised $6,000. $3,000 for the Cape May Coast Guard Community Foundation and $3,000 for the Dennis W. Zielinski II Memorial Fund. How about that? Rodolfo Sanchez, by the way, throwing in the bullpen for the Blue Claws.
Like to see Marcano get through this. 3-1 pitch. Swung on a line to deep center field. Marcus Lee Sang on his horse. Racing back. Carries over his head. Bounds up against the 400-foot sign. And cruising into second base with a stand-up double is Eduardo Torrealba. The number 9 hitter begins the top of the fifth with a ringing two-base hit. Well, if you're the Blue Claws now, you like to see a shutdown inning from Marcano. He'd certainly like to see it. That would make him eligible for the victory, which would be his fourth. Faces the leadoff hitter, Vargas, who rolls it right back to Marcano, who has it and whips it high and wide, but reeled in at first base by Kirion for out number one.
Well, he made sure he didn't slip this time.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Which he did at the on the last out of the bottom of the top of the third inning.
So a right-hander warming. And Christopher Familia steps to the plate. Left-hand batter with considerable power against a lefty Marcano. He takes low and away. One ball, no strikes. One out, one on. Top of the fifth. 6-1 Blue Claws. Last night, Hudson Valley hit three home runs in the game. Tonight, the Blue Claws have hit three in one inning. The bottom of the fourth. Swinging a topper foul behind the plate. And it's one ball and one strike on Familia. 235, a homer, and five runs batted in for Familia. 23-year-old. Been a pro since 2019. His eighth game. With Hudson Valley. Swinging a fly ball, pop foul down the left field line. Ward gives it a look, but it sails into the crowd. Strikeout on a single today. He is 8-for-34 since coming up from Tampa. Had four of those hits here the other night, including his first Hudson Valley home run. Marcano ahead on the count. One ball, two strikes. Lefty on lefty. Here's the pitch. Swinging a topper toward third. Ward boots it, recovers nicely, whips it the first in time. Ward had to charge that to his left. He skipped away from him, but just for a second, and he makes the play for out number two. So with one more out now, Marcano would be in line if the Blue Claws would hang on for that fourth victory. He would snap the Blue Claws' four-game skid here, also the six-game winning streak of Hudson Valley. But a ways to go. And he promptly flips one. Marcano does inside, and it hit the batter, Agustin Ramirez. So the inning is prolonged as action continues in the Jersey Shore bullpen. And he will face Marcano with a cleanup hitter and Rafael Flores, who hit one out of here last night, one of those three home runs that we talked about. Flores, Richardson, and Cabrera all homered last night for Hudson Valley, which has hit five in this series. Suddenly the Blue Claws also have hit five in this series. So here's Rafael Flores batting from the right side. He is 0-for-2, is flown out and grounded out. The pitch to him, swinging a foul back off to our right, out of play. Flores, 289, two homers, 21 runs batted in for the 22-year-old. It's just his second professional season. Home run for him last night was his fourth in his career. As brief as it has been. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off. Pulled the string, and it's 0-2. Runners at first and second with two outs. Top of the fifth. 6-1 Blue Claws. Torrealba the runner at second. Ramirez at first. Two outs. No balls. Two strikes. Marcano stretches, kicks and throws, swinging a foul off to the right side, and the count holds at nothing and two. Torrealba at second, he doubled. Ramirez at first, he was hit by a pitch. Flores twirls the bat, cocks it over the right shoulder. Marcano comes set at the belt buckle and deals. Swinging a foul tip, scribs away to the left, and the count holds at nothing and two. Marcano with four strikeouts. In this ball game, he has walked one, has hit a batter. Runners lead to first and second. 0-2 on Flores. Here it is. Swinging a high fly ball. Pretty deep right center. Lee Sang, long run. Says he'll get it in the alley. He's under. He makes the play. And the side is retired. Lee Sang heaves the ball up on the berm where a couple of youngsters go scrambling after it. So Marcano gets through the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left. Bottom half coming. And the Blue Claws lead it 6-1 on MLB TV, Bally Live on BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore now out in front, 6-1. Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for Jersey Shore. As they used to say in the movies, Greg, this is where we came in. Blue Claws said, you cannot identify with that, I know. So,
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Some of the older folks in the audience might. Nick Ward leads it off. And he fouls it off. If Marcano is done, he will have finished up with 87 pitches, 56 for strikes. Zach Messinger is still out there, 70 pitches, 45 for strikes. 0-1 on Nick Ward, who bounced out and reached on an infield single. High and away, one ball and one strike to touch off the 6-run outburst for Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fourth inning. The next one to Ward is outside. It's 2-1. No action in the bullpen. They have these stud pitchers on the Hudson Valley roster, and they stay with them. Messinger, the number 22 prospect, deals low to Ward. And it's now 3-1 to Nick. Full motion windup by the tall right-hander. Deals a strike over the outside corner. It's 3-1. Ward to be followed by Gabriel Rincones Jr. and then Rickson Wingrove. The full motion windup. The 3-2 pitch. Swinging a roller on the right side to second. Gobbled up there by the second baseman Torre Alba, and he throws out Ward. That's one down. So back in the olden days, Greg, when the movies were black and white, you could walk in any time. You could walk in halfway through the movie. There is Rincones. Pitch to him is low for a ball, 1-0. Gabriel, the Gabe as it was, got the home run party started for Jersey Shore. 2-run blast in the fourth. Pitch to him, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. So you'd come in halfway through the movie, watch the movie. The movie would just restart. Halfway through, you'd get up and go, this is where we came in. Okay. I know somebody. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. Not a whole lot of people. Two balls and one strike to Rincones. The pitch to the game. Outside corner, 2-2. Rincones up to 238 now. Two Jersey Shore home runs with that one tonight. That gives him 7 in his very brief professional career, which began this year. The pitch to him is low inside. Did not swing. Says base umpire Jalen Goodman. The count is full, 3-2. A walk and a home run tonight for the game. Full motion, a 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike 3 call. That's 2 down here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Coming up in the 6th, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Insures business in our area for property, general liabilities, auto workers, compensation, employee benefits. For personal service, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900, Insurance Office of America. Rickson Wingrove, long drive, deep right field. Could it be? Could it be? It is! Rickson Wingrove adds to the long ball barrage for the Blue Claws, who lead it now 7-1 here in the bottom of the 5th inning.
Second day in a row with a home run for Rickson. That's 13 now on the season. He had gone about 3.5 weeks between long balls before cranking one out of here in the ninth inning yesterday, and gets that one up onto the berm here tonight.
There's Hayu Lee. Fastball called strike. 4 different Blue Claws now have homered tonight. They have almost as many home runs tonight, 4. But about almost half as many home runs tonight as they've had since the 1st of June.
Yeah, they had 10 homers since June 1st.
That's 5 hits for Jersey Shore. 4 have left the Shoretown ballpark. Hayu Lee swings and fouls it off and sends the bat a sailing into the dugout to the left of the visiting Renegades. And the count is 1-2. And Hayu Lee sort of motions over there. Sorry, guys. Hayu Lee tonight has flown out and been hit by a pitch. His 48th game with Jersey Shore. He was hurt for a while this year, missed some time. He's the number 5 prospect in the Phillies system, hitting a 272, 2 homers, 18 runs batted in. None of these have been cheapies, these home runs, because there's no such thing as a cheapie home run in this ballpark. Now there is finally some action in the bullpen of Hudson Valley. A left-hander is up and tuning. So this will no doubt be the final inning now for Zach Messinger. Here's the pitch, and Lee chops one back to the mound. Messinger at 6-6, reaches up, stabs it, underhand flip to first, retires the side. But the Blue Claws add another run on another homer, this time by Rickson Wingrove. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. We've gone through 5 now. Greg, back with you in the 6th. It's 7-1 Jersey Shore on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how a...
Rafael Marcano leaves in line for the win. He did a great job. Was supposed to pitch tomorrow. Only found out yesterday that he was going to pitch tonight. And went five innings. Allows one run, which was unearned, on four hits. And Ranolfo Sanchez takes over. Jersey Shore on four homers. Three in the fourth, one in the fifth. Has a 7-1 lead over Hudson Valley. And here's Sanchez to start the sixth. Swing and a miss, a slider. And the count 0-2 here on Rafael Florence. Marcano went five hits, one unearned run. He walked one and struck out four. As Rodolfo takes over, and the Blue Claws make the call to the bullpen. Here's the 0-2, and that's swung on and missed. High fastball, strike three. That's brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank Mobile Banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills on the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Sanchez 1-2 at 2.59 ERA, 31 innings, 23 hits, 18 walks, 36 strikeouts. Swing and a miss, a slider with a count, nothing at one on Aldenay Sanchez. So, Tony, the Blue Claws have hit at least four home runs in a ball game here in Lakewood just three times since 2005 prior to tonight. Here's a little flare to shallow center by Sanchez, and that dunks in for a base hit. Antonio Gomez aboard his second hit, and that'll bring up, Aldenay Sanchez aboard his second hit, and that'll bring up Grant Richardson. So here's Richardson, who's 0 for 2. The record is 5, which they did on June 6th, 2021. They also hit 4 in 2021 on June 4th, and then they hit 10 in 3 days, and then they hit 4 on April 26, 2011. But the record game at June 6, 2021 was against Brooklyn. You ready for him, Tony? It was a Sunday afternoon.
Go ahead.
Jose Tortolero.
Oh, yeah.
Swing and a miss. Logan O'Hoppe.
Okay.
Jaylen Ortiz.
Right.
Hunter Hearn. And Nate Fosnot. So the Blue Claws will have a couple of more, probably three more, unless the pitching goes awry. We'll have three more chances here. One out, runner at first base. And the pitch inside, that almost hits left-handed hand Grant Richardson. I think Phil Condari, Brady Lill, and Greg Brodzinski just thrilled with Marcano today.
Sure.
3-1 pitch is tipped foul at home plate, and the count is full at 3-2. Because, again, he was supposed to pitch tomorrow. He didn't find out he was going to pitch today until yesterday. What happened was it was supposed to be Zach Hockey tonight, Marcano tomorrow, Jordan Fowler on Sunday. But things got a little... Harry with the staff because Hockey got promoted and then Gunnar Mayer only lasted two innings last night, so they needed an arm. Here's a chopper to second, softly hit, scooped up by Lee, underhands the carry on for the out. So they added Connor Ash to work out of the bullpen, and for the starters, they just moved everybody up a day. So Marcano, Fowler, and then Matt Osterberg, who pitched Tuesday, will start tomorrow on will start Sunday in the series finale. So, you know, to get five out of Marcano tonight, I think they're thrilled with that. And he did not even allow an earned run, one unearned run. And Jersey Shore trying to snap this four-game losing streak, and they have a good chance to do so. Here's Marcos Cabrera, right-handed batter. And Sanchez deals, fastball, swing and a miss.
Start the out-of-town scoreboard for Lehigh Valley, which has been blasted the last two nights by Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Leads tonight 2-0 behind Bailey Falter, that ball game up in Pennsylvania, in the Scranton Wilkes-Barre area. And it's a 2-0 Lehigh Valley lead.
That one fouled off to the right out of plate, and it's 0-2.
Reading is at Somerset tonight, trying to make it two in a row over the Patriots. Reading won last night. Ryan Kirkering and Zach Hockey had a lot to do with that, helping nailing it down in relief. Reading leads tonight 3-1. Ball game in the top of the sixth.
0-2 on the outside corner. Fastball, strike three. And that retires the side. Rodolfo Sanchez pitches around the single. No runs, one hit, one left. We've played 5.5. It's all Jersey Shore, 7-1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
The best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shots, ring toss, balloon darts, cat rack, goblet toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Marcus Lee Sang will lead off for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom half of the sixth. Marcus hit one of three Blue Claws home runs there in the bottom half of the fourth. And then Rickson Wingrove hit a home run in the bottom of the fifth. So it's 7-1 Jersey Shore heading into the bottom of the sixth. Lee Sang's homer was his seventh of the season. And he'll lead off here with a 7-1 Blue Claws lead.
Are you surprised Messinger is still out there?
I mean, a little, but the thing is, this is his last start before the All-Star break, curveball outside.
True.
And the count, one ball, no strike. So, you know, it's possible they're just going to give him, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks between starts before he comes back. So, here's a 1-0, and that one a little bit low. And the count 2-0, so they might just have a number in mind that they want him to get to tonight.
In that Redding game, they needed 3-1. Casey Martin has two hits. He's batting .222 for Redding.
Breaking ball called strike. And on the count of 2-1 now on Marcus Lee Sang.
David Parkinson on the mound tonight for the Fighting Phils.
And that one low. Marcus homered in Brooklyn last week. He went out towards the roller coaster out there in Coney Island on June 28th, and that was his 25th career home run. 3-1 pitch from Messinger. Good curveball called strike, backdoors it, and the count is full at 3-2.
Greg Clearwater won again. Got a run on the bottom of the ninth on an Otto Kemp single to beat Palm Beach by a score of 3-2. Clearwater is 9-4.
That's inside for ball four, so Lee Sang aboard drawing the walk. That's the second for Messinger. It'll bring up Leandro Pineda. And they had one last night on a walk-off home run.
Yeah. You were talking about the video on that, right? Ricardo Rosario hit it.
Well, it's a funny video. The runner on second just stood there and turned around and watched it. That was a pinch hit three-run home run, too. Throw to first, and Lee Sang is safe, diving back in.
Marty Malloy knows how to push those buttons.
Yeah, Marty got it. For those that don't know, Marty, the Clearwater manager, now managed the Blue Claws in 2017 and 18. Pitch to Pineda, big cut and a miss. Leandro homered in the fourth inning as well. It was Rinconis first, then Lee Sang, and then Pineda. Lee Sang and Pineda went back-to-back. The first time Jersey Shore's hit back-to-back homers in a year. There goes the runner. Pitch inside, throw to second, a little high, and Lee Sang has the base stolen. Slides in safely with his 19th steal of the season. Blue Claws have not run as much of late, and maybe that's a little situational, but you know, they were right there with Aberdeen for most of the beginning part of the year. Now they're down in fifth in the seventh inning. That's their 117th stolen base. The home run that Pineda hit was his fifth of the year, first one in 6 weeks for him since May 19th. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Fastball on the called strike. And the count is 1-2.
Elsewhere in the Philly system, the Florida Complex League Phillies lost to the Tigers 14-8. Battle for first place. And Phillies are 13-11. The Tigers 14-10. But Dakota Katowski in his ninth home run. That leads the FCL.
And the 1-2, punched in the air into left center. Coming on is Richardson. Knight backs up a step, makes the catch. Lee Sang draws a throw and heads back. And good thing, it was a perfect throw. So Pineda flies out, and that is 1-away for Anthony Kirion.
And wrapping it up in the Dominican Summer League, the Phillies Red beat the Mariners 7-6. They're 14-9.
And that will do it, by the way, for Messinger.
Finally. And the Phillies White, which is in first place in that division, the same as the Phillies Red. Phillies Red's in fourth place. They won 6-1, and they are 17-6. And the Phillies trail 3-1 now, top of the ninth in Miami.
So that'll do it for Zach Messinger, as his day comes to a close. Gave up three homers. Gave up four homers, and gave up seven home runs in his last two starts. Today goes 5 1/3 and allows, to this point, 7 runs, 6 earned. He's responsible for Lee Sang at second. 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 3, and gave up those 4 home runs. So, new pitcher for Hudson Valley is right-hander Carlos Gomez, who takes over, and he's their first reliever of the day. They had a number, I guess, Tony, for Messinger.
Yeah.
And he ended up throwing 96 pitches despite surrendering those 4 home runs. But again, you have the All-Star break coming up that starts on Monday, so after the game Sunday, these teams won't play again until Friday. Blue Claws will go to Rome. Hudson Valley will go back home to Wappingers Falls. Gomez has a 6.21 ERA. He's 2-2. 33 1/3 innings, 36 hits. He's walked 21, and he has struck out 45 on the season. And this will be his first action, second action of the series. He threw a scoreless inning back on Tuesday in the first game. So a runner at second with one out, and the batter is Anthony Kirion. Struck out and popped to first. So 7-1 Blue Claws. They're actually being out hit. Curveball in there for a strike. But it's not how many hits you have, it's how you make them count. And already the catcher Antonio Gomez out to talk to Carlos Gomez, the pitcher, after one pitch. So the last time Hudson Valley was here, Tony, the last game of the series, there was that issue at the end of the game with the umpires and looked like a lineup card problem, and Gomez came in, then he left, and then he came back and ended up pitching the ninth inning. And it had to do with, we didn't know this till after the game, the numbers were backwards on the lineup card for the two Gomez's. Swing and a miss, and the count is no balls and two strikes. You have Carlos Gomez, the pitcher, is number 17. Antonio Gomez, the catcher, is number 18. So the numbers were a little off. We're off on the lineup card, but I guess the claim wasn't made in time or whatever for the blue, so nothing happened. Breaking ball outside of the count, one ball, two strikes on Anthony Kurian. But that was the little hiccup, and it caused a slight delay. Gomez, he warmed up, he came in, then they took him out of the game. He went in the tunnel, and then they brought in a new pitcher. The umpires met and then said, nah, you're good, and brought the pitcher, Carlos Gomez, back in while the catcher, Antonio Gomez, had been in the whole time. Here's the 1-2. Curveball got him looking over the inside corner, called strike three. And that's two away. First strikeout for Carlos Gomez. And here is the catcher, Endrick Nava. Nava grounded out to first base. Curveball, and that's drops in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing in one, and he struck out in his second at bat. So he's 0-2. And the pitch on the way. Curveball, that's outside. Look less in there. Friday light blue jerseys with the royal blue sleeves. Bucket crab on the front, yellow number on the back. And they wear the beach ball cap with the bucket crab on the front. Hudson Valley in their alternate navy blue jerseys. And swing and a miss by Nava at a fastball. The count 1-2. Well, the Phillies just took the lead. Dramatic home run of the ninth inning. They were down 3-2. Who hit it?
Christian Pache comes off the bench.
Oh, my.
It's a two-run home run that hits.
Popped up on the infield. Vargas, the shortstop on the grass, makes the grab off A.J. Puck, who's had a great year.
It's the top of the center field fence and bounces over.
No runs, no hits, one left. We go to the seventh, 7-1, Jersey Shore on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rodolfo Sanchez stays in there for the Blue Claws. His second inning of work. And the Claws have a 7-1 lead as we hit the top half of the seventh. It'll be Eduardo Torrealba, Alexander Vargas, and Christopher Familia, 9-1-2 for Hudson Valley against the right-handed throwing Rodolfo Sanchez. First pitch is fouled off. First base side out of plate. And the count is nothing and one. Sanchez came on in the sixth for the starter, Marcano. Rafael went five, allowed one unearned run, and that was it. 0-1, outside. Tony, go back to the second inning. It was 1-0 Hudson Valley at the time, and they had the bases loaded with two out, and he struck Vargas out. Marcano did, and that was a huge out of the game. Here's the 1-1. That's inside, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike.
Yeah, you go back to that inning, and Blue Claws are already down 1-0.
Yep.
And it appeared that Hudson Valley might break the game open. They had a leadoff double in that inning by Gomez. And as it turned out, didn't score. Hayu Lee threw out a runner at the plate with the infield drawn in. Big play in that inning.
2-1 count on Eduardo Torrealba. Grounded to third. Ward backs up, plays the hop belt tie. Long throw, perfect. In time, one down. Nice play by Ward. And one away here in the seventh.
Nick Ward has a big arm over there.
Yeah, he can play wherever you want.
Yeah.
And I think just the way the roster is built, that's meant more third base on this team. But if you need him to play second, if you need him to play first, he can do that no problem. And he played short, fastball low for most of his career as well. Alexander Vargas takes low on the count, 1-0. So, Tony, we were talking before about the homers tonight. Jersey Shore has hit 4 of them. And the 1-0, swing and a miss. And the count, 1-1. So they've hit 4 home runs tonight. They've only hit more than that in a game. Only hit five in a game here at Shoretown Ballpark once since 2005. Fastball outside. We told you that was on June 6th, 2021. So they've hit 4 homers in a game here 2 other times before tonight. So the time they hit 4 was June 4th, 2021. Last year, or 2 years ago, rather. There's a strike, and it's 2-2. Who hit him? 2021. I mean, you could name 2 of them.
Well, okay, Ohapi.
Yep.
Ortiz.
Yep. Herbert Iser and Hunter Marquardt. Grounder softly left side. Ward was playing over to the left, runs over to Grampet, throws to first, 2 away. But now, Tony, the real fun one. April 26, 2011, the Blue Claws hit 4 home runs here as the Lakewood Blue Claws, of course.
Right.
Who hit them?
2011. So that was the year after they won their second straight championship.
Right.
Now, Jim Murphy probably hit one of them.
Nope, he hit 2. Swinging a foul tip by Christopher Familia, nothing in 1. Cameron Rupp.
Jim Murphy and 2, Cameron Rupp.
And Edgar Duran.
Oh, my God. I don't think I would have gotten Edgar Duran.
Check swing and a slider. He went around in the count 0-2. Who started the game?
2011.
David Buchanan. And who got the last 3 outs? Hector Neris. 0-2 on Familia. Sanchez's pitch is low, and it's 1-2. So Jersey Shore leading it 7-1 here in the top half of the seventh. Turned into a really nice night here at the ballpark. These teams will play again Saturday, 7:05, Sunday, 1:05. Fastball is outside. And the count is 1-2 on Christopher Familia. He's 1-for-3 here tonight. And that's a bouncer foul over to the right. First base, side of the count, 2-2. It'll be Eric Brito, Nick Ward, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. for Jersey Shore when we go to the seventh. LaClaus will probably get 2 more chances to tie that Shoretown Ballpark home run record. Fastball outside. And the count 3-2.
Phillies win 4-3. Unbelievable. If you had Christian Pache hitting a pinch hit 2-run home run to win it.
Foul tip, and the count is 3-2. Or if you had, Ricardo Rosario's pinch hit home run for Clearwater not being the biggest pinch hit home run in the system this week? How about that? 3-2, the fastball is inside, ball 4. Everybody thought that was a strike except the umpire. Warren Eubanks, Andrick Nava, Rodolfo Sanchez, and a couple of infielders took steps toward the dugout, but it was called the ball by Warren Eubanks. It was close. Now, first win tonight, walk by Sanchez.
I'm sorry, Greg. Win tonight by the Phillies ties the franchise road winning streak at 13. The other one, I can believe, was in the early 1976. That was a great ball club. They won the...
Swing and a miss by Augustine Ramirez, nothing at one.
I do somewhat remember that. The other one I do not remember, Greg. That was in 1888.
Even you don't remember that
one?
Remember
wow. That one.
Another breaking ball from Rodolfo. That's inside, and it's one ball at one strike. One and one, and a slow roller up third. Yeah, the Phillies, the 76 Phillies had the misfortune of running into
the big red machine.
One of the best teams of all time.
Yeah, the Phillies got off to a fantastic start that year. At one time, I remember that season distinctly. They were 82-44.
Well.
And.
One and two, and a high fly ball hit deep into left field. Rincones turns around, heads back to the wall, and watches that one sail out of here. Home run. Augustine Ramirez smokes one over the left field fence back up the outfield concourse. It's a two-run homer and his second as a Renegade. And Jersey Shore's lead is 7-3. That ball got out of here in a hurry. 104 miles an hour off the bat. And an estimated distance of 416 feet for Augustine Ramirez.
Now, Greg, he's got pop. That's his 23rd home run in his career since he began playing in 2019. He's second with Hudson Valley this year.
Yeah, he had seven with Tampa right before his promotion last week, and Sanchez misses low with a slider. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Duclos get a right-hander up in the pen. I think that might be Connor Ash, the newest Blue Claw. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss to slide it. And the count is 1-1. Ash, a 5'11 righty out of the University of Missouri. 1-1. And swing and a miss. Chasing the slider was Flores. And the count 1-2. Ash had been with Clearwater before the promotion.
So
one and two on Flores. Slider low.
Yeah. I know you and I are connoisseurs of radio broadcasts, right? Baseball.
Sure.
Right, okay. So start the story with two outs, of course.
With two strikes and two outs. It's like the first thing you learn. Grounder foul outside of third, and the count 2-2. No, the second thing. The first thing is you can't say the score in the inning too much.
Right.
At least that's the first thing I was taught.
Yeah, correct.
The second thing is don't start a story Never. With two outs and two strikes.
Except for tonight.
Sanchez from the belt, and the pitch is low. And the count is 3-2. Do you want to try to start it? Or?
We'll do it the bottom half, or whatever's convenient. If he walks this guy, maybe. Let's hope he doesn't.
Check swing. He think he went.
Yep.
Oh, no.
What?
Everybody thought he went except the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. And Rafael Flores will take first on the one.
So to make a long story short there, if you have the MLB app, MLB TV app, or just the MLB app,
yeah,
you can play the radio play-by-play back now on the app, right?
Once here comes Phil Pandari to talk to Sanchez. Go ahead.
So you can play the radio. You can go on the site, go to the game. Of course, you can listen to the game, too, if you want to. Then after it's over, you can play the radio play back from wherever you want. You just have to scroll through and find it.
Yeah.
So something, I mean, I knew you could do it in the back of my mind, but I never really got into it until recently. And now tonight, for instance, all right, sure, you can go home and you can watch the replay of the Kristen Pache home run. But I get a big kick out of hearing Scott Fransky's call of the what proved to be the game-winning pinch hit home run. And you can go to all these games that have dramatic finishes and listen to how the play-by-play guys call the game from both sides.
That is cool.
It's really
that is
dramatic,
great.
The difference between both sides.
There's Antonio Gomez, right-handed batter, first pitch, swing and a miss. At a slider, and the count is nothing and one.
And you take the same game, right, where, listen to one game the other night, Carlos Santana hit a walk-off home run for the Pirates. I think it was against the Padres.
Popped up foul first base, and that'll reach the seats. It's 0-2.
And the Pittsburgh announcers were, you know, going bonkers, as you would think, and the San Diego Padres announcers was like listening to death occurring.
Yeah. That's kind of what San Diego's season has been
yeah.
like. 0-2 on Gomez. And Sanchez misses outside with a fastball. And it's 1-2. And the ball gets loose from the bullpen. Right to Andrick Nava, the catcher. So Connor Ash hit the wrong catcher. 1-2 on Gomez. So runner at first. Blue Claws up 7-3. Top half of the seventh inning. And Rodolfo from the stretch. The pitch, a slider. Slow roller up third. Tough play. Ward charges bare hands and bobbles the ball. He wasn't getting him anyway. So that'll be an infield base hit for Antonio Gomez. And suddenly Hudson Valley's had four straight batters reach base. And we'll see if they make the switch here. The Blue Claws do. The hitter will be Aldenay Sanchez, who's 2-for-3. Tonight, got a base hit off of Sanchez, off of Rodolfo Sanchez in the sixth. It looks like Rodolfo will stay in to face Aldenice Sanchez. So 7-3 Jersey Shore. That was the eighth hit for Hudson Valley. And the pitch on the way fell back. Blue Claws have five hits, but fortunately, four of them have been home runs. Marcus Lee saying. Gabriel Rincones Jr., Leandro Pineda, and Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove's homer was his team leading 13th of the season. And the 0-1 is low. Rickson came into the day tied for third of the league with those 12 homers. And now is a solo third. Slow chopper down third, foul. Jace Bowen of Greensboro leads the league with 17 on this season. But 11 of those have come in 32 games that he's played at home. And his home ballpark is a bandbox, Newbridge Bank Park in Greensboro. That one is low, the count 2-2. You get the feeling, Tony, that this will be the last batter for Sanchez, one way or the other. Rodolfo's up to 50 pitches now, which most he's thrown this year. 2-1, two out, and looks to the back at second. Here's the 2-2, and a liner slicing away from Pineda down the right field line. Trouble if it stays fair, and it does, a fair ball base hit, and bounces out of play. That's a break for Jersey Shore, because it will only score one. Flores scores from second. Gomez, who is at first, will have to go back to third. And that at least saves Jersey Shore a run. Here comes Greg Brodzinski, and that'll do it for Rodolfo Sanchez. Because if that ball had stayed in play, Gomez going on contact with two outs certainly would have scored. And instead, he'll be forced to go back to third. But Aldenay Sanchez gets his 24th RBI of the season. And Rodolfo Sanchez, who got the first two outs of this inning, leaves after the last five Renegades reach base. So it's a 7-4 game now. And Connor Ash is the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. This will be his Blue Claws debut. And, Tony, this is a bit of a trickier situation, I think, than they would have preferred to bring him into. But Hudson Valley rallying here came into the inning down 7-1. It's now 7-4. And here is Connor Ash. So Ash is a right-hander from the University of Missouri. Made five appearances with Clearwater, gave up five hits and two runs this year, four walks, and struck out eight. And made one appearance with the GCL Phillies before joining the Threshers. He hasn't pitched since Monday, where he faced one batter, got an out for Clearwater, and before that was last Friday the 30th. So he's certainly well rested, and he'll make his Jersey Shore debut. Born in Grand Blanc, Michigan, he went to high school in Plainfield, Illinois, and was a four-year pitcher for the Missouri Tigers in the SEC. And he is warming up now to Andrick Nava. Call of the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills in the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch is necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Sanchez goes to the inning in two-thirds, four hits, three runs, all earned. Two walks, two strikeouts. He's responsible for both runners. Antonio Gomez at third. Aldenis Sanchez is at second base after that RBI double.
And suddenly, Greg, the tying run comes to the plate here. In Grant Richardson, who...
He's got some pump.
Has hit home runs.
Seven in the season. He had one last night.
In this series, one of them, yeah.
And the first pitch is a fastball high from Connor Esch, and the count is one ball, no strikes. 93 on the scoreboard gun. So Jersey Shore's lead is 7-4 with Hudson Valley batting in the top half of the seventh inning. Esch comes set at the belt, and here's the pitch. It's a curveball inside, and the count 2-0.
Greg, in 6 1/3 professional innings since he started, in 2021, that's allowed five home runs.
2-0 the count on Richardson, a left-handed hitter, fastball. That's low, 3-0.
None this year in six games.
Yeah, he's only thrown five innings.
Right, in the two levels, Florida Complex League and the Florida State League.
So 3-0 on Richardson, runners at second and third, and the pitch is at the knees of strength. I spent last year with Clearwater, and he had a 5.36 ERA, 31 games. Did strike out 54 in 40 innings, but he also walked 26. So hitters count 3-1 on Grant Richardson. 7-4 Blue Claws, top of the seventh. The pitch is a fastball check swing in the dirt. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. The Blue Claws dugout is not happy. Basically all of them had some kind of reaction on the top seven of that dugout. Phil Kandari and Greg Brodzinski are still yelling at Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire. Jalen Goodman, the base umpire, I don't think it's been spared either. I think they're even saying it was so obvious that it wasn't that Eubanks didn't even need to appeal it. So now the go-ahead run is at the plate in Marcos Cabrera. He's got two homers in the series and five on the season. First pitch, curveball, strike on the outside corner, and the count is nothing and one.
That's his money pitch, according to manager Greg Brodzinski on the pregame show. That curveball is his out pitch.
So bases loaded with two out. And the pitch is a curveball, hit in the air, foul, first base sign. Yeah, big 12-6 breaker. And that one bounces off the roof of the party deck and down to the seats below. So unlike the last at-bat, Richardson, where Ash fell behind, he is ahead of Marcos Cabrera here. No balls and two strikes. Jersey Shore 7, Hudson Valley 4. Bases loaded. The pitch is another curveball. Got him looking. Strike 3. Cabrera thought that was outside. I think it was. So Warren Eubanks and Jalen Goodman in that inning made everybody unhappy. And the side is retired. Hudson Valley back in the game, though. They scored three times, and they do it on three hits, two walks, no errors, and three left on. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time in Shoretown. Jersey Shore 7, Hudson Valley 4 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Eric Friedel leading off here for the Blue Claws. We head into the bottom of the seventh inning, and Jersey Shore leading it 7-4. Carlos Gomez's fastball is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. The seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Jaguar Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. Slaughter High. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jaguar Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jaguarpt.com. How Eric Friedel takes a slider way outside, and the count is 2-1 on the 21-year-old shortstop. Nick Ward on deck, and Gomez pitch foul back. Good rip, and the count 2-2. Blue Claws have 5 hits to Hudson Valley's 9, but 4 of Jersey Shore's 5 hits, home runs. 3 homers in the 4th, 2-run shot by Gabriel Rinconis, 3-run shot by Marcus Lee Sang, and a solo shot by Leandro Pineda. And then Rickson Wingrove with a solo shot in the 5th. 2-2. Curveball, foul back. And the count still 2-2.
All of a sudden, if you're knocking the Blue Claws here, you're hoping maybe for a couple of more runs. Hudson Valley rallied out of nowhere to make it a game.
Curveball, check swing, flare right side. Drops in, picked up by Torrealba on a bounce, throws the first in time. Just gets Brito by a step, and one away. Gomez has returned all 3 he's faced. Here's Nick Ward. Ward, a left-handed hitter, who is 1 out of 3 today. 16 for his last 48 at the plate. Kennett Square, Pennsylvania native. And the pitch is a curveball down and inside. And the count 1-0. Nick with Gabriel Rinconis Jr. on deck. Blue Claws had 10 home runs since June 1st. And 4 today. And that's a slider outside of the count is 2-0. And it's only the 4th time since 2005. It's as far back as we can easily go with queries like this. Nick backs away, 3-0. Only the 4th time since 2005 that the Blue Claws have hit 4 home runs in a game here at Shoretown Ballpark. They've done it a few times on the road. They've hit 6 homers in a game twice, both on the road. Once was earlier this year in Hickory. Curveball called strike. Threw a 3-0 curve, Tony. And the count 3-1. Connor Ash will pitch the 8th inning for Jersey Shore. All is quiet in their bullpen. And that's inside ball 4. So few people have drawn as many walks this year as Nick Ward. That's his 45th, tied for the 5th most in the Sally League. And that'll bring up Rinconis Jr., who has already hit 1 home run tonight and 2 in this series.
You got to think Ward may be taking off here. He's got 19 steals. He's been caught once.
Rinconis hit 5 homers with Clearwater before joining the Blue Claws in June, so 7 on the season. And he pops this one up behind the plate and out of play. Nothing can work. Left-handed batter. Or not going, another slider, backdoored over the outside corner. Rincones tells Warren Eubanks no, but Warren Eubanks said yes. It was close. It was close. And the count 0-2. One down, Ward not going, and Rincones fouls one off, lining it up the third base. 0-2.
Also want to keep that hole open on the right side.
Yeah, Flores holding on Ward, and Gabriel lays off. It's 1-2. Second baseman, yeah. Torrealba, playing, you know, off the bag, over in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
The shortstop, Vargas, you know, Rincones is a guy that you might overshift, but you can't do that anymore. He has to stay on the third base out of the second base bag. Gomez's curveball is sliced foul, or is a bounced foul, excuse me, up first, and it's still 1-2 on Gabriel Rincones Jr. Rickson Wingrove on deck. And Tony, you know, we've talked about it with Rickson. He can be very streaky. And he might be rounding into a big hit streak here. Here's a fly ball hit well left center. Backing up Richardson, the left, the center fielder on the run toward the track. On the track, makes the catch in front of the big wall out there in left center. And Ward scampers back to first. Gabriel gave it a ride, but just got a little bit underneath it. Two away for Rickson.
Aaron Cunningham is looking at his body language a little bit dismayed that didn't quite get all that, or didn't quite carry far enough this time. Looks like Greg, you know, he had a home run out there to left center the other night. The homer is here today. It looks like he's got good opposite field power. Rincones does.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Here's Rickson Wingrove. First pitch is a changeup outside, and the count 1-0. Wingrove's home run is 12th. Excuse me, his 13th of the season. He had his 12th home run last night. Both were basically, no doubt about it, blasts to right field. 1-0. Curveball fouled away, third base side. 1-1. Rickson came into the week with only 2 home runs in this ballpark this season and 9 on the road, but has hit 2 this week.
Now tonight the wind has been no factor whatsoever.
1-1, swing and a miss. So he got a pitch. He could take a rip at a high fastball and swung through it. And we count 1-2. That might have been a little too high.
A lot of times this year, Greg, as we know, the wind has been blowing in.
Tonight, yeah, more often than not. Yeah. And in many cases, heavy wind blowing in. 1-2, and a check swing and a slider. And they say he went around, strike 3. I mean, there were others that were more late.
Yeah, just a little.
Wingrove went around, strike 3, side retired. Second strikeout for Carlos Gomez. No runs, no hits, and 1 left. We have played 7 innings here at Shoretown. Blue Claws 7, Renegades 4 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk. Hoop shot, ring toss, balloon darts, cat ranch, goblet toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Top of the eighth inning at Shoretown Ballpark, and Jersey Shore trails it, or sorry, Jersey Shore leads it 7-4 as they try to snap a four-game losing streak. They've hit four homers tonight, and Connor Esch, who got the last out of the seventh inning in his Blue Claws debut, starts the eighth, misses inside to nine-hitter Eduardo Torrealba of Hudson Valley, and the count is 1-1 and no strikes. Esch, right-hander, 5-11 out of Missouri, curveball, strike, and the count 1-1. Torrealba has walked, doubled, and grounded out. So, Tony, a save situation could present itself here for the Blue Claws. Fastball low, and it's two balls and a strike in the ninth inning if it stays here at 7-4. And that brings up an interesting question, is who will get the opportunity, because with three, you know, leading relievers for Jersey Shore this year are curveball fouled away in Redding, Orion Kirkering and Carlos Francisco, or unavailable tonight, Tommy McCollum. McCollum threw two innings, or an inning and two-thirds yesterday. If you go back and look at recent Blue Claws saves, you had Jordy Martinez get one on June 18th at Wilmington. And before that, the last time it was somebody other than fastball blooped in the air into center. That'll get down for a base hit. So a leadoff single by Eduardo Torrealba. And he's aboard. But besides besides Jordy Martinez, who's also unavailable, he pitched yesterday on June 18th. The last time somebody other than Francisco, McCollum, or Kirkering got a save for the Blue Claws was Matt Russell on May 28th at Aberdeen. And before that, it was Tristan Garnett on May 7th at Hickory. So my guess is it would be Russell. But it also could be Cam Wynn. And a fastball is in there for a called strike to Alexander Vargas, and the count nothing and one. And the Blue Claws will get somebody up right now down in the right field bullpen. 0-1 on Vargas. And Ashes pitch a curveball, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. And that, I believe, is Matt Russell getting sent. So runner at first, nobody out, top of the eighth, 7-4 Blue Claws. Breaking ball, nice block by Nava, pitch in the dirt. And the count is 1-2. Friday night, nice crowd on hand. They'll be treated to a post-game fireworks show following the game. The second show of the week, of course, July 4th. Big show on Tuesday. 1-2 is high. And it's two balls and two strikes on Alexander Vargas. Connor Esch making his Blue Claws debut here today. Flew up this morning from Clearwater. And instead of the belt for the 2-2, it's on the inside corner. Got him looking, strike three. Breaking ball gets Vargas looking. That's out number one. Second strikeout for Connor Esch. Blue Claws baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, locations in Manchester, Tom's River, Lakewood, and a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So with one out and a runner at first, the batter is Christopher Familia, who has a hit and a walk. Tonight, 1-for-3, and that one is high. And the count is 1-1 and no strikes. With that base hit, by the way, by Eduardo Torrealba, no Hudson Valley Renegade has ever had more hits in a Renegade's uniform. Fastball strike. Though that's a little misleading because, well, the history of the Renegades dates back to the mid-90s. They were a short season team for many years until 2021. 1-1 pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-2.
Ash, all four seasons in college at Missouri, 5-5. Used mainly in relief, but no saves at an ERA of 5.16.
Center of the belt is Ash. Curveball got him looking. Nice. Strike three. Right over the outside corner. Back-to-back backwards strikeouts for Connor Ash. Backwards K's. Two away for Augustine Ramirez, the designated hitter. So here's Ramirez, right-handed batter with an open stance. He had a two-run homer in the seventh inning off of Rodolfo Sanchez. Ash from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Curveball fouled away first base side. And the count is 0-1. Last time with the Phillies in July of 2021, shortly after the draft, which, by the way, begins in just a few days on Sunday. So by Tuesday, 20 rounds will be complete. 0-1 outside, and it's one ball, one strike. I think they do the first round on Sunday, and then 2 through 10 on Tuesday, on a Monday, and 11 through 20 on Tuesday, something like that. 1-2 is hit in the air to center. That should be playable. Towards right center goes Lee Sang. Coming on, he's there, loses his hat, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Connor Ash, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Very nice Blue Claws debut for the right-hander Connor Ash. And Jersey Shore takes a 7-4 lead to the bottom of the eighth on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jersey Shore, 7 runs, 5 hits, 4 homers, 1 error. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. So Blue Claws have a 3-run lead as we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. And Hao Yu Lee will lead it off. He's 0-2, hit by a pitch. He'll be followed by Marcus Lee. Sang Leandro Pineda against right-hander Carlos Gomez here in bottom half of the 8th inning. 10 tonight, Tony, 7,527 on hand. The 9th sellout crowd of the season. Check swing by Lee, and he foul tipped it. Count 0-2.
Seeing a lively one, yeah.
Happy saying he didn't hit it, and now he calls time. But it might have been a strike anyway. But Lee trying to tell Warren Eubanks that he didn't hit his bat, but either way. And now, well, Lee has managed to get who speaks very, very little English. He's managed to get the two umpires to get together and talk about this call and see if it actually tipped the bat. I got to give Lee credit. That's impressive. Greg Brodzinski coming down to talk to him. I highly doubt they're going to overturn it, but you never know. Let's see. Yeah, they leave it as a strike. So it is 0-2 here on Hao Yu Lee. Twenty-year-old right-handed hitting second baseman lays off a slider and have a count 1-2. The thing was the pitch that, whether he tipped it or not, it might well have been a strike. And the 1-2, and that's how the outside corner got him looking strike three. So Carlos Gomez gets Lee looking. One down here with the eighth, and that breaks up Marcus Lee saying, Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals and a wide selection of RVs as part of America's top RV network. Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood or at campingworld.com. Here's Marcus Lee saying, and there is a strike. And we count nothing in one. Marcus, a chance for a two-homer game. He hit an oppo three-run blast back in the three-home-run fourth. Being cut and missed there with a count 0-2. And he does have some opposite field power. Remember, Tony, a doubleheader game here last year. It was that Mick Abel-Andrew Painter game. And in the Painter game, game one, or excuse me, no, it was the Abel game, game one of that double dip. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Marcus hit two homers. One went right down the left field line. It was fair by five or six feet. And one went right down the right field line. That was fair by about 7 or 8 feet. Hit one in Brooklyn last week out towards the roller coasters in Coney Island. That's inside. Almost hit him. And it goes back to the screen. 2-2.
He and Rincones, at least those two and others, have very surprisingly good opposite field power.
Yeah. As I said before, since June 1st, curveball is swinging him. It's got him strike three. 4 Ks for Carlos Gomez. Since June 1st, coming into today, Blue Claws had hit 10 homers, and they have 4 home runs in this game. And since June 1st, they've hit 5 home runs in this building, and they have 4 home runs in this building today. Fastball, that is inside to Leandro Pineda, and the count is nothing in one.
Blue Claws don't have a hit since the Wingrove home run. It's been literally all or nothing for Jersey Shore tonight.
Curveball, big cut and miss, 1-1. Yeah, 4 of their 5 hits have been homers. Matt Russell warming in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. He'll get the ninth, and he will face Flores, Gomez, and Sanchez, 4, 5, and 6. Breaking ball on the outside corner. And the count is 1-2. Lee Sang's home run, by the way, Tony, that hit off of, we said oppo, I think that kind of undersells it. That hit the Chick-fil-A fan zone sign, which is 16 feet above the ground in deep left center field. I mean, that's a shot. Right. Curveball just missed a wing. And, you know, we talked about this briefly the other day. I can't think of, and I don't know if you can, a left-handed hitter that hit one out into that Chick-fil-A fan zone / picnic area, which is in left center field, 20-foot-high wall. Right? I don't remember anybody. 2-2, fouled away. I mean, Ryan Howard might have.
I was going to say.
I mean, I did a game here when Ryan Howard rehabbed that Education Day game in 2007. He hit it out by the light pole to the left of that, but not in there. Curveball, hot shot down first, hits the base, scoots under the glove of a diving Flores and rolls down the right field line. The right fielder Sanchez is up with it. Pineda's on his way to second, and it'll stop there. They blew it dead anyways, a ground rule double. It wedged underneath some equipment, but it would have been a two-base hit either way. So Pineda with his second extra base into the game, a home run and now the double. And Anthony Kirion gets a shot here in the eighth inning with Jersey Shore leading 7-4.
Yeah, if anybody ever needed a really good night at the plate, it's Pineda with the home run tonight and the double, 2 hard hit balls. Just a young kid, 21 years old. We've told the story how he hit a home run in a spring training game for the Phillies. Has a sweet swing, hasn't really been able to put anything together on a consistent basis this year, but plenty of room and time to grow for Leandro Pineda. And now we'll have perhaps a pitching change.
Yep, here comes Sergio Santos, and the Hudson Valley is going to the bullpen. So Anthony Kirion will face a new pitcher, and they're going over that information now with the hitting coach, Brock Stassi, over by the first base dugout. Call to the bullpen brought to you by Provident Bank. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen. And that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. So Gomez leaves. He goes 2 1/3 innings. And that was the only hit he gave up. No runs so far. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. But he is responsible for Pineda, the runner on at second base. So the pitcher is Clay Aguilar, who got the save in the first game of the series back on Tuesday, albeit a bit of a testy save. If you remember, Blue Claws had two on and nobody out, but he got Nava, Kirion, and Flores to end the game. Although, to be fair to Aguilar, Pineda led off the inning with a base hit that should have been an out. It was Aguilar's fault. He didn't cover first base on a ground into the first baseman. So here's Kirion, who's 0 for 3. Jersey Shore leads it 7-4. 7 runs, 6 hits for the Blue Claws, and 4 runs on 10 hits for the Renegades. And time called by Q at home plate. And he steps back in, ready to go. Well, he's about to step back in. And here we go. So here's Kirion now, the right-handed hitting catcher out of Stansted, Canada, in Quebec. And the first pitch from Aguilar is pulled on the ground, foul, third base side. Aguilar's a left-hander. He's allowed 5 runs in 17 innings on 9 hits. He's walked 10, struck out 27, went to the University of Houston, and signed with the Yankees back in 2020 after the 5-round draft, the COVID year. Missed all of last year with injury. And the 0-1 is lined in the air, deep in the left field. Going back on it, Familia. It's over his head, and it hits off the base of the wall. Pineda scores. Kirion on his way to second, and he pulls in there with a ribby double. And Jersey Shore's lead is 8-4. So Anthony Kirion with his 10th RBI of the season. Yeah, he drilled that ball 102 miles an hour off the bat, off the base of the left field fence. And that brings up Andrick Nava.
There's another guy that could use a base hit, and he got one. This is just his 29th game. He was 18 for 97 before that two base hit.
Yeah, he's played a little bit better since he came back from the injured list last week while the Blue Claws were in Brooklyn. But, yeah, that was an important hit for him. Here's Nava, and he fouls one off third base side out of play. First base side out of play. And the count is nothing and one. That curveball from Aguilar misses outside. So that run is charged to Yoendris Gomez, or excuse me, Carlos Gomez, the reliever. So he goes 2 1/3, 1 run on 1 hit. Now it's not a safe situation either for the Blue Claws. Swing and a miss by Nava. Strike 3 when Matt Russell comes on here for the top half of the ninth. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left. So the Blue Claws lead at 8-4 as we head into the ninth on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the
Blue Claws pouring it on here at Shorestown Ballpark. Now leading it 8-4 after the RBI double there in the bottom of the. There we go. Blue Claws pouring it on now. 8-4. They lead it after the RBI double in the bottom of the eighth inning there by Anthony Kirion. So Jersey Shore has an 8-4 lead as we head into the top half of the ninth inning. Flores, Gomez, and Sanchez against Matt Russell, the fourth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. And Russell zips one over the outside corner, and the count nothing and one. Tony, he won't factor in the decision, but Connor Ash did an excellent job here in his Blue Claws debut, an inning in a third of scoreless relief. Breaking ball, that's inside, and it's 1-1. No runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, and he struck out 3.
Yeah, he offered up that big curveball that Greg Budzinski was speaking about before the game.
Remember, Matt Russell misses outside, 1-1 here on Flores. So not a safe situation. Because it's a four-run game. Here's a grounded to short. Brito, a step to his right and goes right under his glove. Tried to backhand it, and that'll be an error on Aaron Brito. So the normally very sure-handed Jersey Shore shortstop has made 2 errors today. And that'll bring up Antonio Gomez, the catcher.
Blue Claws this year, Greg, when leading after 8 innings, 26-0.
Well, then, I hope that wasn't the old kibosh.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be. It's a 4-run game. Here's Gomez, who has 2 hits, a double, a single, a ground out of the strikeout. Russell, the right-hander from Missouri State, deals a fastball and a strike on the outside corner. And the count, another good one. Matt, 4-4 in the year, 6.67 ERA, 29 innings, 32 hits. He's walked 16, and he struck out 32 on the season. He pitched on Tuesday through a scoreless inning, struck out a pair. 0-1 on Gomez. He swings and misses, and the count is 2 strikes.
Matt does have 2 saves.
Yeah, one on May 28th at Aberdeen and the other one on April 25th here against Brooklyn, but it's not a safe situation with a 4-run lead.
Right.
0-2 pitch, sliced foul, bouncing off the net again in the Blue Claws dugout where Jared Carr was on the top step, makes a nice catch. And the count is 0-2.
You look back at those saves, however, the bulk of them supplied by Orion Kirkering now at Reading and Tommy McCollum.
And Carlos Francisco.
Right, yes.
Change up, bouncer to third. Ward's there, plays it, goes to second. There's one lead back to first, not in time. So that'll be a fielder's choice, 5-4. And the Blue Claws get one. And that'll bring up Aldenis Sanchez, the right fielder.
Now what I liked about Ward there is, first of all, it wasn't necessarily a double play ball, but he didn't try to rush the throw to second. Just get the out. Just get the lead runner, and he threw a perfect throw to nab that lead runner. They just missed the double play, as it turned out.
So with one out, Aldenis Sanchez takes a slider low, 1-0, or a fastball low, rather, 1-0. So for Matt Russell here, if he can get a ground ball, that might end things right here. Sanchez has 3 hits in the game, including an RBI double. And the pitch is a slider low, picked on the backhand by Hendrick Navas.
219, a homer, 24 runs batted in for Sanchez.
Russell's from the Kansas City area. Grew up a big Royals fan. Bouncer right back to Russell. Turns, goes to second. There's one. Lead to first. Double play. Ball game over. 1-4-3 to end it. Crab Rave on the video board. Your final score, Jersey Shore 8 and Hudson Valley 4. No runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left in the bottom of the ninth inning, or the top of the ninth inning, and Jersey Shore snaps their four-game losing streak in style with an 8-4 win that featured 1-2-3-4 Blue Claws home runs. And Hudson Valley has their six-game winning streak snapped as well. So for the Blue Claws, 8 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Rafael Marcano is your winning pitcher. He's 3-5. And Zach Messinger takes the loss. He's 1-6. Blue Claws are 6-7, 41-37. Hudson Valley is 6-7, 45-34 on the season. Time of the game was 2 hours and 51 minutes. And the attendance was 7,527. Blue Claws remain 4 games back of first place Brooklyn. Winners tonight in Wilmington. Cyclones have won, I believe now, 5 in a row. But the Blue Claws snap out of their 4-game losing streak, and they will have a good night and try to get another one tomorrow. Jordan Fowler and Juan Corella at 7:05. Tony, all yours.
Okay, Greg. Well, Blue Claws used the long ball tonight. Got down 3 home runs in that fourth inning, another one in the fifth, and that propels them to this 8-4 victory. Let's go to the scoreboard. Phillies, in case you missed it, with a dramatic 3-run rally in the top of the ninth inning, capped by a Kristen Pache 2-run pinch hit home run, defeated Miami 4-3. And with that, they have equaled the franchise record with 13 consecutive road victories. Elsewhere, first place Palm Beach down in the Florida State League, a 3-2 victory, first place Clearwater, defeats Palm Beach by a score of 3-2. Lehigh Valley getting a measure of revenge on the Scranton Wilkes-Barre, which hammered them the last two nights. Tonight, Bailey Falder was the starter, and Lehigh Valley leads that one 7-1. That's in the bottom of the seventh inning. In the Florida Complex League, the Tigers defeated the Phillies 14-8. The FCO Phillies are 13-11. Reading defeats Somerset 4-2 behind David Parkinson, the former Blue Claw. 4-2 Reading over Somerset. And in the Florida Complex League, I think we mentioned that 14-8 Tigers beat the Phillies. In the Dominican Summer League, both Phillies teams were victorious. Fireworks going off in celebration of that. The red team beat the Mariners 7-6. Phillies red 14-9. And the Phillies white team, which leads that division, 6-1 win over the Giants black team. They are 17-6. Tomorrow night, action resumes here. Blue Claws will try to make a 2 in a row, however, Hudson Valley. Lefty Jordan Fowler, as Greg said, he's 3-3, a 3.19 ERA, will be opposed by the number 29 prospect in the Yankee system, Juan Corella, 2-3 with an ERA of 3.09. Number 29 prospect in the Yankee system, right-hander Juan Corella. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth and from Greg Jamborisi. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight at Shoretown, Blue Claws 8 and Hudson Valley 4. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.